ready?
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Here they come!
Good morning, boys and girls.
You're here early.
Yeah. Well,
what day is it?
Monday.
Are you ready to go?
Today is Monday.
I will see you Monday.
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 Mr. Monday.
You've got every excuse to freak out.
Why aren't you freaking out?
I'm not gonna freak out.
We are freaking out.
Don't freak out. I forbid anybody to freak out.
He's just freaked himself out.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Are we really ready to do this thing?
No.
We are both.
Dude, Facebook not Live, ready. If my hair is any indication of how I'm doing today.
Looks great.
Thanks, man. It's called Toddler Was Awake All Night Needing Water and Love and Hugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I popped out of bed and came to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what happens when, like, you can't sleep, you're not sleeping. And so, of course, you crash hard, like, 30 minutes before you have to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. I didn't even sleep last night, because that's why I was scared
yes.
of that exact same thing.
I did that thing, man. Mm-mm. Gosh.
No way.
See? I'm glad you just stayed awake, because you could have had, like, a tangled mess of hair like me. Oh.
Yeah. That's not cool, man. That is not cool.
My bad.
Yeah, it's all good. I don't have to worry about my hair, man. Looks the same every day.
That's true.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Dex and Steve-O. It is Monday, June 5, 6:12 in the a.m.
It is. High today, 93 degrees.
Oh, man.
Gross!
Let's get it out.
No. Hatred.
Just a little warm-up for Phoenix, which is happening Thursday. We leave for Phoenix, guys. We're invading Phoenix. We're going to be out there. Hopefully you guys join us. Harvest America. We'll tell you all about that coming up.
I'm excited. I talked to Zach over the weekend. Zach Bolin, the lead singer of Citizens and Saints.
Did you really?
He's going to be on the show this week.
Nice. Good.
Yeah, they're playing out there, so... Good. We'll be playing out there on Friday, special gig with Pastor Levi Lesko, which, you know, we'll be broadcasting live.
Man, whoever used this mic last, they were eating something.
I'm so glad this is my mic.
Ugh.
Because I can't get mad at anybody else. Let's see. No, it smells like
yeah.
me.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, somebody.
It's good.
Mahoots, maybe?
Probably.
Steven? Steven Christian? Maybe. I guess he would be the... Last one, right? Maybe?
Yeah, because Joe does it in that production room over there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, Joe. He's such a crazy, crazy guy.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Just give us a few to warm up because we're both tired. We're both sleep deprived.
I'm ready, man. Let's face the day.
Hold on to your horses. It could be a complete train wreck or it might be the greatest show we've ever done.
I am clawing my body right now, guys. I'm sorry. I went to a good friend's over the weekend. We barbecued.
Ugh! Yeah.
Lives in Corrales. Has a bunch of grass out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mosquitoes ate me alive.
Oh.
I have like just bites on bites
you
on
have
bites.
Sweet blood.
Oh. It's the worst.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Mesquites.
Carpe diem, says Anita, bruh. Carpe diem, seize the carp.
Yeah, my sister and her kids and husband flew in on Friday night.
That's cool.
Got to hang out with them on Saturday.
I like that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was. We got to hang out for a few hours. Went down and walked around Old Town, and there was a little carnival going on
in Old Town.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
I like that.
Got to hang out with my sister for a little bit, and her kids. Her kids are so awesome.
Yeah.
Feel so bad though. Her oldest daughter, my niece, she went to. She just got done with her first year at college, and man, she's not taking that first year of college very well.
Yeah,
it can be tough, man. It can be really tough. And it was crazy because I found out that she's a lot like me, has that social anxiety, and so you know, you leave the nest. You hit college, and it's like, oh, man, there's people everywhere. I don't know how to do this. I would be the same way, man. It's scary. Nah. Living that nest, like we talked about last week. Poor thing. She just looked defeated. Poor thing. She just got thrown into the fire, man. Her parents just grabbed her and threw her into the deep end.
Wow.
Poor thing. Yeah, but it was fun, though, to see the family.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was what my weekend looked like. Basketball tournament and what else? NBA Finals.
Blech.
Blech.
So boring.
Yeah, Golden State Warriors crushed the Cavaliers.
They're just too good. It's not even fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even fun. It's like watching the Globetrotters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're headed to Cleveland for game 3. So maybe, just maybe, things might turn around for the
Cavs.
They're
not going to turn around.
I know that you're right.
I'm telling you right now, Golden State's going to win it in 4.
That's what I said on Facebook yesterday. And then one of my friends hit me up and said, "That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life." And I said, "Oh, yeah? You're ridiculous." He thinks it's going to go to game 7.
What? No. Come on. No. Warriors in 4.
You're ridiculous.
Warriors in 4. Honestly, I truly believe that.
Yeah, it should be over really quick, guys.
Man, so, by the way, what you were at was the San Felipe Church Fiestas in Old Town.
Oh, that's what it
was. Jay Marie was there on Sunday after watching Wonder Woman.
Cool.
I haven't seen it, guys. I'm one of 17 people in the world that hasn't seen it.
I need you to see it,
because literally everyone in America saw this movie.
I need you to see it.
I know. I'm going today. Going today. Every time. It was one of the rare instances where we would try and get tickets, and it was like, front row. Okay, how about the next showing? Front row. Showing after that, sold out. What?
Ugh.
We tried like 5 different theaters and finally just gave up.
Yeah, we'll go over the box office here in a little bit.
Patrice hasn't seen it either. By the way, Facebook Live, there's already 13 peeps hanging out with
good
us.
Good morning. Thanks,
Anita,
guys.
Shout out, listening from Maryland, says, miss
good
you
morning.
Guys.
Miss you.
Moved from Albuquerque 4 years ago. Nothing like your station anywhere. Thanks. Aww. And Steven, listening from Las Cruces. Shout out to that dude as well.
Hey, Steven.
Hey there, Steven.
That's cool. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, everybody that went and watched Wonder Woman hit me up, tagged me on Facebook, or sent me a message saying, you were right, Dex. Your review was spot on. I was like, thanks, man. Yeah. Everybody was just blown away by it. I'm telling you guys.
Yeah.
It'll change your life. It'll make you want to be.
I don't know about change your life.
It'll make you, it'll make guys want to be like a woman. What? Okay. let's see. What do we got on the show today? I don't know
Big
if
Monday.
I want to talk about Kathy Griffin, but we're going to talk about Kathy
Griffin. Well, we have
Griffin.
To because of you.
I feel like I have to because I spent 30 minutes watching that stupid press conference.
Which is amazing because I spent 3 minutes watching the recap and I felt like I was robbed of 3 minutes.
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, we have to talk about this.
I wasn't really doing anything after the show and I'm like, oh, okay, let's just watch this. And it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. And I know exactly why she did it. I know exactly why she had the photo shoot with the severed Donald Trump head. I know exactly why.
Because she's irrelevant and needs to
exactly.
Be in the- okay.
You know that's why.
Yeah.
This isn't a bad thing for her.
Right.
Even though people are freaking out over it and she's playing it off as like, oh my gosh, I'm getting death threats and President Trump is trying to take me down. And she's like fake crying and it was so dumb, and she had her attorney there talking for her, and they were laughing at her stupid jokes, and she now is on top.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about on top, but she's like,
she's not.
She's relevant again.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. If you are
she's
a celebrity, if you're a celebrity that nobody cares
not,
about anymore.
This is not how you do it.
I know, but she's.
I didn't have an opinion about her whatsoever. And now I can't stand her because she is everything that is wrong with America right now.
Mm.
The photo. And then instead of like taking charge and accountable for your own actions, she sort of did that at first. And then in her press conference, just flipped the script and showed you what's wrong with America.
Mm-hmm.
Because she backtracked on her entire apology and played the victim. Yeah. And that is what everyone is. I can't. Mm-mm. Oh, no.
We'll talk about it coming up after 7.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of, we got to talk about this. Katrina on Facebook Live said, Dex, I saw Wonder Woman and I just thought it was okay. Didn't really care for it. What?
Who? You should probably go see a therapist. There might be something wrong with you.
If that's how you feel, we've got a copy of Priceless on DVD.
Yeah. Will you please tell us? Will you hit us back and tell us what your favorite movie is?
I need to know, Katrina, because I don't know how to feel.
Yeah. What's your favorite movie, Katrina? We need to know this, because then maybe we can get an idea of why you said that it was just okay.
Yeah.
That's the most ridiculous thing.
On the flip side, Gray said, I got to say this, Wonder Woman, all caps, by the way. I just didn't feel like screaming it.
Wonder Woman!
I'm going to invest in a shield and a lasso as well as a cool headband, but since I'm part ninja and Sith, I'm going to get a samurai sword and a lightsaber. Wow. Word.
Dude, all you need is Snapchat, girl.
By the way, shout out Facebook Live. 23 people kicking it with us right
now. Thanks, guys. Hit that share button if you could.
Yeah.
Hit that share button.
Just growing. On the day I didn't do my hair.
You're looking beautiful today.
I didn't have time, dude. You guys can. I don't even care.
If you don't have Facebook, you can text into the show 505-585-LIVE.
Which people are chiming in. A friend of the Starmy said, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I'm here with you via the old school over the air radio waves.
Love it.
Thank you.
Love it.
Down with old school.
We are down with you.
Yeah.
We are down with you. Guys. I am so happy because my favorite singer of all time played a concert in Liverpool on Friday night. His name is Phil Collins, and I will be playing most of the concert this morning.
What? Okay. Yeah. I'm game. I'm game.
Yeah. He's back. He's out. He's playing the hits, and I'm so jealous that I wasn't there. But so we'll find out how that night went. 7 ways to be cool on social media, according to teenagers.
Okay.
Parents and old people that have Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, you're going to want to stick around for this.
Okay.
Because you want to be cool. You want your kids to think you're cool. You want to fit in. I can't wait to share this with you, because when I saw this morning, I started reading all these different ways, and I'm going, man, I'm doing it all wrong. There was a couple that I was doing right, but there was a few that, man, you're gonna want to stick around for that. We'll do that this morning. We've got the first in what's sure to be a long line of ridiculous new men's fashion items trying to draft off the romp'em success.
Mm-mm.
Romp'ems are just blowing up everywhere, guys. And I have something that is even more ridiculous than a romp'em that's just going to sweep the nation. We got some stuff on Chris Cornell's wife. Apparently, yeah. The toxicology report came back, and she is heartbroken and devastated. We got that coming up in the headlines. And some highlights from Ariana Grande's One Love Manchester
Benefit
Show.
Please tell me you've got the Biebs.
I got the Biebs. I got Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande. I got Chris Martin and
really
Oasis.
Just really, what?
I got Marcus Mumford.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I got Chris Martin and Oasis doing Don't Look Back in Anger.
Shut your mouth!
I know.
Are you kidding me?
It was awesome. I got Liam Gallagher from Oasis performing Live Forever.
Wow.
Maybe. I don't really want to know.
I got in gross. Gosh, because I just want to fly. I'm just going to give you the words.
Tell me now. Tell me now. Have a stamina.
You're ruining good music.
You got to warm up my voice. Gosh, that hurt my voice.
Oh, somebody wants to know if we're going to wear rompers. Yeah. I'm going to have
Steve-O to. Steve-O has to wear a romper.
I made a dumb bet on a team I don't even like. I don't even care about them. But I was like, psh, this will be fun. And then I started watching the finals and remembered, wait, it's the NBA. No, it's not going to be fun because it's the NBA. And that's why it's my least favorite sport. They ruined it. College basketball all day, air day.
Air day, air day.
I'm going to need somebody in the Star Meter to buy that Warriors romper for Steve-O. Somebody could do that. I appreciate it.
Big show today. Just getting warmed up.
Josue says, I really need some coffee and breakfast, man. Okay. Thanks, bro.
Thanks, bro. 505-585-LIVE. You want to text into the show. We're also on Facebook Live. Go leave a comment. Share it. You can listen to us right there. You can watch the show. Go check out Steve-O's hair this morning. It looks beautiful. All right. When we come back, the roads, headlines. Good morning, Starman.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
British Prime Minister Theresa May is warning there is far too much tolerance in the UK towards extremism.
So we need to become far more robust in identifying it and stamping it out.
SpaceX has launched a used cargo capsule.
California Angels slugger Albert Pujols becomes the ninth player to hit 600 home runs in a career. After the game, he's pretty happy about it.
It was pretty awesome.
Next, New York Knicks head coach Derek Fisher arrested on suspicion of drunken driving on a California highway after he flipped his vehicle. He wasn't hurt.
The first no-hitter of the baseball season thrown by Marlins pitcher Edison Volquez.
Swing and a miss. Ball is dropped. Real Muto up with it. Throws to first. He's done it. And Edison Volquez has pitched a no-hit ball game against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
In neighboring Iraq, Shiite Muslim militia units say they've seized more territory from the Islamic State in northwest Iraq.
Welcome, everybody. Hello.
Yo, dog.
Monday. Dex and Steve-O, it is 6:33.
High today, disgustingly high. I hate everything. I don't even want to say it out loud for fear of vomiting in my mouth a little. 93 degrees!
Cool, man.
No!
Cool.
Traffic! Taking a look at the roads, but really still just playing Battle Royale Clash thingy game.
Okay.
Everything looks good on the roads. Oh, no! They're going to take my tower. It's because I wasn't paying attention because I'm trying to do traffic and my job and all that. Oh, so lame. So lame!
You're lame.
You are!
Traffic!
Okay.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Really excited to be here.
Coming up, Phil Collins.
Yes.
Live.
In Liverpool. Studio.
No.
Oh, no.
I mean, it happened Friday, but okay. I got some highlights really from that show in Liverpool. 29 days until Independence Day. 29 yep. days, guys, until the 4th of July.
You just can't trust.
13 days until Father's Day. Man, this year is just flying by, I tell you.
Falling for her.
Okay. It's going to be the hottest summer yet.
I've got a giant box of Frankenberry outside the window.
Oh!
And I feel like I have to go get it.
Okay, well, you go, buddy.
Okay, you do this. You do this next thing. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'm just going to play some Phil Collins for you guys.
You're
Let's
not.
See. Here's a little montage I put together. Guys, Phil Collins is the greatest singer in the history of the universe.
I don't care anymore.
I love him so much. I love Genesis. I love how a drummer can just get up behind that drum set and say, "You know what? I'm gonna lead this band. I'm gonna start singing, and I'm gonna be the front man, and I'm gonna be the greatest singer ever." You gotta respect a guy that can do that, especially a drummer. I love it when Steve-O leaves the studio and I can just do what I really want to do, which is play Phil Collins. Little montage for you guys. So excited to play some highlights from Liverpool. Big show happened Friday night. It was his first full show in nearly a decade. Phil Collins, everybody. If you don't like Phil Collins, you can just go somewhere else. Listen to some other show. I don't even care. Don't even care. We're on Facebook Live. If you'd like to chime in, go like the page on Facebook, Star88FM. Leave a comment. You can also text the show, 505-585-LIVE. On the way, we're going to talk about ways to be cool on social media, according to teenagers. I was looking at this list, and I apparently am not doing some of these things. And I'm sure you're not either, mom and dad. We got to stay relevant. We got to be cool. So we'll share that with you coming up. Highlights from Ariana Grande's One Love Manchester benefit coming up here in the headlines. What did you get? Some Frankenberries? What? Is that from the factory down the street?
Yeah. Nope. Which, by the way, when I walked out of the room, I went over and met friend from General Mills. From General Mills! Favorite cereal on the planet right here.
Can't say that.
Can't say it. No, I can say, I'm not saying what it is.
Oh, okay, fine.
So I can say, favorite cereal on the planet right here. Facebook Live if you want to see what it is. Because we're non-com, so I can't say that. Dude, and then I got this. What? Never had this.
Wait, you're supposed to split that with me.
No, you can have these.
What? The sweet and salty?
The sweet and salties. I don't know. I might pop one open here in just a second.
I kind of feel like I should be able to get the Reese's.
I mean,
you know?
If you want.
How much sugar's in that?
If you really want.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Wait, Jessica says, don't be so mean to Steve-O. What did you say while I was gone?
I didn't say anything.
Uh-huh. Really?
Didn't, I talked about Phil Collins.
Uh-huh.
You know what? The only thing I did
don't
say,
be
this
so
is the
mean
only
to
thing I said. I said I love it when Steve-O leaves the studio because then I can actually do what I want to do. Which is talk about Phil Collins.
All right, that's fine.
That's all then, I said. It wasn't a diss on you, man.
I won't be mean and talk about how when I walked out, it smelled like magical Frankenberry, and I walk back in studio and it's like, nope, that's that's a scoop of poop.
Okay.
Someone needs to change the kitty litter in here.
We
don't have a cat.
No, we don't.
Okay. All right. Welcome to the news. I got to get back to my news and stuff because I was just overwhelmed.
Yeah, you're having a hard time focusing.
I am, dude. I just want to eat some Frankenberry, our cereal.
You can't say
it.
Dang
it. Now on to serious news because this is awful. We all know, we've talked about this a few times, Chris Cornell, frontman of Soundgarden, Audioslave, died by suicide on May 17th. And on Friday, a completed toxicology report revealed that the Soundgarden frontman used prescription drugs at the time of his death. Following the release of the report, his wife Vicky issued a very emotional statement to People magazine saying, "Many of us who know Chris well noticed that he wasn't himself during his final hours and that something was very off. We've learned from this report that several substances were found in his system. After so many years of sobriety, this one moment of terrible judgment seems to have completely impaired and altered his state of mind. Something clearly went terribly wrong, and my children and I are heartbroken and devastated that this moment can never be taken back."
Right.
She also thanked fans for their support, adding, "We very much appreciate all the love we've received during this extremely difficult time and are dedicated to helping others in preventing this type of tragedy." It's awful, man, because it's true. You think about that, and he was sober for so many years. Mm-hmm. And one bad call, bad... like, guys,
that's
don't
a reminder.
Ever let it fool you. Yeah.
That's a reminder, kids and adults.
Kids?
That one time. That one time.
Nah, just gonna kind of jump off. Don't really want to fall off the wagon. Just kind of want to...
Yeah, or I'm going to take an extra pill tonight, or I'm going to drink while I'm medicated. Those are not good decisions. Those can lead to death.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Chris Cornell.
Yeah. Gosh.
You just got to be really careful.
Still, shout out to Greg, by the way, on Facebook Live. Who says, "Love you, Steve-O. Think you were being really mean while I was gone."
What?
Which, by the way, Greg's listening in Wisconsin, and he has a great idea. First, he's blind, and he says he's thinking about getting a Snapchat just to take random pics. Just random.
Please.
I will follow you, Greg.
Please do
seriously.
That. We'll promote your page.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah, just snap random pictures. You're blind and you're just going to walk around and just shoot random photos.
I love everything about that. I will follow you.
I will follow you.
Pablo, our favorite native from the Northern Pueblos, just chimed in on Facebook Live.
Yeah, right.
What happened? When did Facebook Live take over everything? What is chiming in on Facebook Live? Anyways, Pat in Las Cruces wants to know why in the news we haven't talked about the Cubbies coming back from a four-game skid, winning three in a row against the Cards.
Whatever.
No. Okay. Also, we're complaining about the fact that it's going to be 93 degrees today, but come Thursday, we'll be in Phoenix where the high is 105.
Boo!
Yeah.
105?
Galaxy of Heroes? Okay, I got to get on that right now.
I'm not wearing a t-shirt the whole time I'm in Phoenix.
Oh, I love this one. A member of the Starmy chimed in to let me know that the actual high today is Swampy Boxers. So, high today of Swampy Boxers. Can I say that?
You did. You sure did. You said it twice.
And speaking of highs, this weekend at the box office, Wonder Woman scored the highest opening weekend for a female director of all time.
I told you guys. I told you.
Yay!
Dude, DC Comics finally has a hit. And here's the reason why I say finally. Because it's a hit movie that critics and audiences totally agree on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Man of Steel. Some were like, this is phenomenal. Others were like, too much destruction. Like a billion people died in buildings.
Yeah.
That was stupid. People were split on the ending of Man of Steel. This is the first time that really everyone except Katrina.
Everyone except Katrina. Come on, Katrina.
Come on. Come on,
really?
Girl. Come on. Girl.
You really feel that way about Wonder Woman?
Come on. You liked it.
Read her review.
Come on, Katrina.
Just read Katrina, what she had to say.
Oh, I was on her Facebook
Live. Put her on
Live.
Blast.
I'm not going to blast her. I'll go find it. I have to find it. Doop, 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 doop,
you got to put her on
doop,
blast.
Doop, 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 doop.
Because she's the only one in the world.
Also, I'm with Grace, who said, I'm such a dumb. I was like, new Independence Day movie? Because you're like, 76 days until Independence Day. And I was like, wait, they're already putting out a third Independence Day?
No,
my life is centered around movies.
Come on.
Katrina said Wonder Woman was too violent, too depressing, and the whole Zeus is God and the references to God, Jesus, and Satan were just too much to bear. It was way too long. 2.5 hours. Ugh.
Boo!
Hey.
Boo!
Hey. I'm not blasting Katrina. I like Katrina.
Well, I like Katrina too, but...
Long ago, I was doing a remote once, and Katrina brought me a Tampa Bay Buccaneers mug.
Oh, really?
It was the coolest
what
thing.
What a sweetheart.
I know. Jane Marie says, everyone certainly has their own movie taste. Greek mythology is actually part of what Paul was up against. The Greeks had many false idols, but being able to separate comics from the truth is very important, too.
Right. Why can't it be just a fun movie?
I don't know, because you know? She said it was too depressing. Is it depressing?
Not at all.
I'm going to go see it today.
You know?
I'll let you guys know. Not that I need to. Apparently, everyone and their mother has seen it, and the reviews are already in. Plus, everybody just commented to you about how incredible it was.
Yeah.
As if I haven't been saying for 19 years that comic book movies rule.
Guys, it had a happy ending. Steve and Wonder Woman went off together and lived happily ever after. He grew old. He died. That's what happens.
I don't like you, man. Don't like you. DC Comics, seriously, huge hit. Wonder Woman opened with $100.5 million.
Wow.
That gives Patty Jenkins the record for the biggest opening weekend for a female director ever all time. Sam Taylor Johnson, second place, $85 million for 50 Shades of Grey in 2015. And Katherine Hardwick, now in third for Twilight, which opened with $69 million in 2008. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Ladies are ruling the world now.
By the way, after just the first weekend, Wonder Woman is already the highest grossing female-led comic book superhero movie of all time.
Of course. I mean, there's not that many other female superhero movies out there.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer Garner's Electra made a total of $24 million in 2005. Damn. Catwoman made $40 million. Yeah. Even Scarlett Johansson's Ghost in the Shell, which isn't a superhero movie, made $40
million. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So your top 10, Wonder Woman was number one with 100 million. Captain Underpants came in second. Pirates came in third. Guardians is still in fourth place.
Wow.
So they're still there. And that's all I care about.
Okay.
Moving on. Oh man, I've been ready for this news all morning. Britain suffered a crazy terrorist attack over the weekend. Did you see this?
Yeah.
That was in the news that I was waiting for all morning. This was Ariana Grande still went ahead with her One Love Manchester benefit yesterday, even after a second terrorist attack. And it was a crazy, huge success. Ariana performed Don't Dream It's Over with Miley Cyrus.
Today, this is one of my favorite songs.
But you turn right over to the TV bay. I got the lyrics hidden right over here.
Hey now, hey.
Good job.
Disagree. Miley Cyrus is ruining it by trying to be funny.
Okay.
All right. She keeps like interjecting comedy.
Well,
like, is she nervous? What is she, why does she keep talking? Shut up.
Wow. Okay.
She just might
be a little nervous.
Oh man, Tempe's going to be working all this weekend, so he's not going to be able to hang out. Lori, by the way, chimed in on Facebook Live and said the big takeaway with Chris Cornell, just because you partied like a rock star years ago, you can't do it now that you've been sober for years because it's going to kill you, just saying. That's actually a really good takeaway. Yeah, I agree with that takeaway. No more partying like a rock star.
Yeah, well, he didn't.
Yeah.
Not like okay. He was partying.
Ariana, when she performed this with Miley, then told the crowd, I want to thank you so much for coming together, for being so lovely. I think that the kind of love, the unity that you're displaying is the medicine the world really needs right now. So I just want to thank you for being just that.
Nice.
Dude, Justin Bieber, he performed his song Cold Water, and afterward, he had some words, man.
God is good in the midst of the darkness.
Amen.
God is good in the midst of the evil. God is in the midst. No matter what's happening in the world, God is in the midst.
Preach,
and he loves you, and he's here for you. I just want to take this moment to honor the people that were lost or that were taken. We love you so much. To the families, we love you so much. Put both hands up to honor those people right now. Everybody say, we honor you.
We honor you.
And we love you.
We love you.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thank you, Biebs.
And the Justin Bieber threw down.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yep. Are you crying?
I'm all right. Okay.
I'm ready to hear this, man. Liam Gallagher from Oasis performed Live Forever with some help from, Coldplay.
I don't really wanna know how you got it gross. Cause I just wanna fly lately. Did you ever feel a pain?
Sing it, Steve.
In the morning rain, I just soak shit to the bone. Maybe I will never be all the things that I'd like to be. Now is not the time to cry. Now's the time to find out why. I think you're the same as me. We'll see things I'll never see.
You and I are gonna live forever.
Oh, Chris Martin. Nailed that.
That's good, man. That is good.
Dude! So good! Sorry, I'm like a crazy, nerdy Oasis fan.
Yeah.
So here's something interesting. Christy pointed out on Facebook Live that they changed the entire set just a couple days before because one of the victim's mother said her daughter would have wanted to hear the hits. That's why some of them kept missing words.
Oh, wow. No,
that's interesting. Speaking of Oasis, Chris Martin from Coldplay also sang Oasis's Don't Look Back in Anger with Ariana.
Take that look from off your face, 'cause you ain't ever gonna burn my heart.
good.
It's pretty good, bro.
Whew, I walked. This is such a great show.
Pretty good. Feel like I'm there, man.
Marcus Mumford, by the way, started the entire show off by performing Tim Schul.
But you are not alone in this. And you are not alone in this. Together we will stand and we'll hold your hand. Hold your hand.
Hold my hand.
Get away from me, you weirdo.
Hand is so cold.
I know, that's crazy.
And you are Mother Earth.
All right, now you're getting weird. Okay. Thank you, Marcus.
What?
Thank you.
Why? What?
Okay. Next. Next clip.
Ariana closed out the entire set by singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Guys, I think the whole performance is on YouTube. Like the whole thing, it's like 3 hours long. You can watch the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. The British Red Cross confirmed that over $12 million has been raised.
That's cool.
For the We Love Manchester Emergency Fund so far, with $3 million coming during the 3 hour benefit through text and direct online donations.
Yeah, be praying, man.
Crazy.
Like we said, London, they suffered another terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Yeah. Yep. We'll talk about that coming up because our president was, of course, instantaneously in the news because of it. But we're going to talk about a hero of the day. How
please,
about that?
Please.
Okay, good. All right. We want some good. A car started drifting into oncoming traffic near an intersection in Dixon, Illinois last Friday, which is about 100 miles west of Chicago. Turned out the driver was having a seizure. Two officers pulled up behind him after they saw him drift through a red light, but before they could do anything, a 39-year-old dude named Randy Tompkins jumped out of his truck, saw the guy's passenger side window was open, and dove through it headfirst while the car was still moving!
Check this out, Steve-O. There's his truck. He gets out. Watch him. He's gonna leap through the window. Oh!
No
I'll
way!
Save you!
Dukes of Hazzard.
Jumps
Dukes
in.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Stops the car.
He hit the brakes, put it in park, and the police officer's dash cam got the entire thing on video.
I'm just gonna leap through the window and I'm gonna hit the brake.
That is
with
incredible.
My hand. I'm gonna stop this car. It's cool, man.
That's our hero of the day. Shout out to
What's
Dixon,
his name?
Illinois. Randy Tompkins.
Randy is a strong American name.
39 years old. Technically, isn't Randy like a nickname? So it could be like Randall or
Probably just Randall.
Yeah. You know?
Probably just Randall.
Other. What if his name was like Ransom? And they called him Randy for short. What? Okay. Ransom's a cool name.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the hero in C.S. Lewis's space epic.
Ransom Tompkins?
Not Ransom Tompkins, but Ransom. I actually totally tried to name one of my kids Ransom after that. And
really?
My wife was like, well, that's the stupidest name. And I was like, okay. Well.
Nobody has that name.
I know. I thought it was cool. Because you know what's a bummer? I've met like two kids named Brody. And I'm like, you thieves.
Yeah, but every time that they would wrestle with their friend, they would make the joke, oh, he's holding me Ransom. Ha.
Oh gosh!
They would hear that the rest of their lives, or the girlfriend later on in life. Quit holding me ransom while they're snuggling.
Oh my gosh!
Saying, man, you got to be careful with those.
You
names.
Are such an idiot.
That's exactly what would happen. I'm not wrong. It would get old so quick.
Oh man, I feel like your jokes are holding us ransom.
Oh, here comes ransom. He's holding us ransom again.
No, literally nobody. By the way, Randy Ransom, he ended up waiting with the guy until paramedics showed up. Luckily, the guy's okay. He told the local news he knew people's lives were in danger, so his adrenaline just kicked in. He didn't really think. He just reacted. He also admitted that driving through the window, or diving through the window, felt like something out of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah!
That's what I said. I hadn't even read that far in the article.
That's cool.
So great. Which, by the way, a member of the Starman chimed in, said it could be Randolph, too, by the way.
Randolph. Sure.
That's possible.
Sure.
No? Okay.
Anybody say anything on the live line or Facebook Live before we go to break?
Well, lots of people chiming in, but mostly just to give me tips on a new app that I have to play instead of the game I'm currently. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How about this? Jesus paid my ransoms.
There it is.
Thanks, Greg. And then Grace chimed in to let us know that, yeah, like Amazing Grace or Grace Under Fire, how those got old. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man. Dex, you should have been playing Hero of the Day by Metallica. And they also know someone named Ransom, is pretty cool.
Never met a Ransom before. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, 7 ways to be cool on social media, according to teenagers. We got some true or false Wonder Woman. Yes, we're going to talk about Kathy Griffin. In her press conference, because I spent 30 minutes watching it, I feel like I need to talk about it.
Yeah, we got
to
talk about it.
But whatever. We'll be right back. Why did my music stop? Thrice Promises, Star 88. Hi.
Oh, hey, girl.
710.
Hi, today's stupid. 93 degrees, by the way, in case you actually want to know what the high is.
What's the rest of the week look like?
90s. You know, going to be a lot of Pearl Jam, Bush, Rage Against the Machine in there.
Cool.
Yeah. It's going to be all early to mid-90s.
The smell of incense, man. I love it.
Yeah. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads. Oh, of course. There's a disabled semi. The two middle lanes are blocked. I-40 eastbound at Rio Grande Boulevard. That's exit 157. Again, a disabled semi blocking the two middle lanes. So, of course, if you're traveling I-40 eastbound, just know it's going to be a little bit of a wait there for your commute. Other than that, elsewhere, looking pretty good. Paseo's getting a little backed up traveling eastbound. Normal commute there. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Harvest America, Phoenix. We're leaving Thursday. Excuse me.
You okay?
I think so. We leave Thursday right after the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing the morning invasion on Friday.
Guys, you want to hear about commitment? We are doing the morning invasion live on Friday instead of a best of. And Phoenix is a solid hour behind us.
Yeah.
So that we can broadcast live 6 to 10, which is our normal time here in New Mexico. We will be doing the broadcast from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Phoenix time.
Whose idea was that? I feel like that was yours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
Nope.
Could be wrong.
Could be wrong.
You know.
I don't think of these things.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. So we'll be doing the, we'll be here live, but we'll be in Phoenix. And then on Sunday, a couple hours before Harvest America kicks off, we'll be doing the pre-show right here on Star 88. You can listen to us. You can listen to interviews from Greg Laurie. We'll have Phil Wickham on, Need to Breathe, Mercy Me. All the bands will be stopping by. We'll talk to Pastor Levi Lusco. Anybody and everybody's going to be out there. And we'll be doing the pre-show. It'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys make sure and tune in. And if you're in the Phoenix area, come and join us on Sunday for Harvest America.
Or even Friday.
Or Friday, whichever.
Come kick it with us Friday morning.
We'd love, 5 a.m. love for you to be a part of it with
5
us.
5 a.m. Phoenix time.
Yeah, but we get done at 9, bro.
And the best part is we wanted cheap hotels, so we're staying about 40 minutes away from the venue.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
We've talked about this. We have to get up at like 2:30 on Friday morning.
I'm never paying attention.
Why don't you pay attention in our debriefs?
I'm so tired.
We seriously have to wake up at like 2:30 because it's about a 40-minute drive, and then Seriously? We have to set up all the gear
Heidi!
And everything.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing. She's frugal and wanted to save some cash, bro.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Yeah. Well, she doesn't have to do the morning show. What? Where were you on that?
You think I have any say in anything?
You're the program director. I feel like you need to start using that.
That's cute. Do you think I have any say in anything?
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. You know what? I'll start paying attention. And I swear, if a gray shirt shows up, those new Morning Invasion t-shirts, if any of them are gray, I'll walk out. I'll burn them all, and then I'll walk out. That's what will happen.
What if...
You better not even say it. If you say it, I'll walk out right now. I'm pretty sure on Friday... I made myself perfectly clear that we can't have gray shirts because of my sweating issue. My armpits sweat, and if I wear a gray shirt, you can see that my armpits are sweating.
But what if...
Like right now, my armpits are sweaty, but it's a white shirt, so you can't see that my pits are sweaty. Please tell me you didn't order gray shirts.
Mm-mm. No, they're more like...
Oh, my gosh.
They're more like the color of shirt I'm currently wearing.
Okay. That is a gray shirt. That is the exact shirt. Feel my pits. Feel them. No. Give me your hand.
No, I can see. I can see.
They're wet, but you can't tell because...
You can.
Well, it's a white shirt.
It's a discolored white under the pits,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I know.
How are mine doing? Which, by the way, mine hurts. Ow! I got a new tattoo on Friday.
Steve-o, you better not have ordered the gray shirts. I'm going to be so mad at you guys. I'm serious. Heidi?
To be fair, I didn't have a say in it.
Oh, my gosh. I swear, if Heidi did that, her life is over.
I went over to Good Fortune. That's where Erickson rocks his tattoo stuff. And they share a building with For the Good. That's who's creating our t-shirts. So
For the Good, if you're listening right now. Those gray shirts better not be...
I walked in and they were blasting us. And I was like, yeah! Not like in a bad way. Like they were actually listening to us. Loudly. It was great.
You know what? As long as... I just need... If you're listening For the Good, I just need a shirt that's not gray. If you could just make one for me, I would really appreciate it. Because I won't be able to wear it. I can't wear gray shirts.
If you're just joining us, the Morning Invasion is getting a special t-shirt. Very limited. Going to be really, really cool.
I don't mean to come off as a diva because I kind of feel like I'm sounding like that. But
that's funny. I just titled this section, Dex is a Diva.
You know what it's like, everyone. If you sweat and you wear a gray shirt, your pits, it's like somebody took some water and just splashed them in your pits.
Not everybody.
Not everybody,
but
me.
Right now.
Me, I have an issue.
I've been up since 3:30.
I have a sweating issue. You know this.
I'm pretty good.
You know this.
I mean, they're all right.
You know this about me.
That's true.
Oh, man. Mm. I will make sure Heidi has the worst time in Phoenix if she went ahead and ordered those. I'm telling you guys right now.
By the way, I remember the Starmie chimed in and talked about the fact that Ryan Reynolds totally liked my Instagram photo. No bigs.
Yeah, that was pretty huge.
Let me just show off the tattoo real quick.
Yeah, so Steve-O gets a Deadpool tattoo, and then he tags Ryan Reynolds on Instagram.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. You just fell out of your chair.
No, I'm good.
And he hit him back. He liked your tattoo picture. That's pretty cool. He's got like 20 million
12.2.
12.2 million.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
So Ryren totally liked it. And then Rob Liefeld, who is the creator of Deadpool and Cable, actually retweeted my photo.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I thought that was nice of them.
Well, yeah.
It's really nerdy, but it's Deadpool. If you're on Facebook Live, you could see it. And it's specifically from New Mutants 98. It's the cover of New Mutants 98, which was his first appearance.
I'm a nerd.
I know!
Just nerding away.
Somebody just chimed in and said, I swear a lot and I'm a girl. I feel you, Dex.
Thank you.
I think that was a typo. I think they meant sweat.
Yeah.
Or yep. Maybe they swear a lot because they sweat a lot and they can't wear gray.
You guys know, you feel me, right? You wear, if you sweat a lot and you wear a gray t-shirt, that's embarrassing, man.
It's I don't know, man. Greg just chimed in and said deodorant solves that, Dex.
It doesn't work. I've tried everything. Seriously, I've tried everything.
Patrice says, yeah, gray is worse than any other color if you're a sweaty person.
Mm-hmm.
Which Joe, by the way, said my hair is amazing. Thanks, man. It's called Toddler. So today I'm sporting a really solid look called Toddler.
Looks great.
Specifically, are they toddlers when they're 4 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Brody, like every 30 minutes, he just needed water. One time he just needed hugs. One time he needed to tell me something, which was, I love you. And it's normally sweet, but at like 3 a.m. when it's like, I just wanted to tell you I love you.
Oh my gosh.
And you're like, oh, I got to be a cool dad right now because no. I just want to fight you with fire.
My kids used to do that too when they were that age. And he used to drive me crazy.
But I just wanted to tell you. And then it's like climbing into bed. I'm like, nope, nope, nope. Here we go. This train is rolling back to your bed. Choo-choo. Taking him back.
Here's what you do, Dad. Hey, Brody, you want to play the Switch tomorrow? You want to play Mario Kart? Get your butt to bed.
No, you don't want to. He's four.
Yeah, he's four.
You want to shower him with love and affection because he's not going to be that cute age forever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it were Jack or Luke, I'd toss him off the balcony.
Poor Jack. Poor Luke. Seriously.
They are 11 and 13, which, doesn't by the matter. Way, shout out to Paradise Hills All-Stars, who kicked off 2 days this morning.
Way to go, guys. Those I feel guys like that's child there. Abuse.
Stop it. They're out at the fields right now.
Wait, it's baseball. No, it's not.
Yeah.
They don't.
It's baseball.
They don't do anything physical.
Oh, my gosh. No, you know what, dude? Those activities. Kids would run circles around you. They're so amazing. Every single one of those boys.
I feel like any kid could run circles around me. I mean, that's...
I mean, they're wide circles, but...
Yeah, yeah. Anybody could. Let's see. Oh, we're coming up on a break here.
By the way, they make a prescription antiperspirant that may help you. Yeah, I mean, it also probably causes cancer, but I mean...
Yeah, that... You know what? I will say that. I have not gone to the doctor and tried any prescription medication or... deodorant.
People are seriously trying to help you, man. Patrice says, here's what you do, Dex. You okay. Wipe your pits with a disinfectant wipe,
mm-hmm.
like wet ones.
Okay.
Then put clinical deodorant on.
Okay.
You're going to be so happy and smell so good and not as much sweat. It's science. I promise it works. Also, drink a ton more water.
What if I started shaving my armpits?
Gross.
Would that help?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah. Certain dry? I don't know.
Yeah,
somebody else said
I feel
dry.
Like I've tried a lot of different things, but maybe I haven't tried everything.
Shout out to the member of the Starmy that just named my hair. Whoa, Hawk.
Yes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Hawk.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whoa, Hawk.
So there you go. We have like seven conversations going right now, and we're managing them all.
I know.
A baseball conversation. We still have a tattoo conversation going on. We got a deodorant conversation going on. And a toddler conversation going on.
Wow.
It's great. Shout out
it's Monday.
To everybody on Facebook Live who's championing this and making it happen.
Good stuff, guys.
Which, by the way, Facebook.com/Star88FM. Yes, we are live.
All right, we got to take a break.
All right.
We have a letter this morning.
Yes.
I titled the letter, I Thought She Was the Perfect Woman.
Oh, until, no.
Until. I'm not going to finish that. You're going to have to wait. Also on the way, we're going to find out some ways to be cool on social media. This is according to teenagers. We'll do that when we come back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
British Prime Minister Theresa May is warning there is far too much tolerance in the UK towards extremism.
So we need to become far more robust in identifying it and stamping it out.
SpaceX has launched a used cargo capsule.
California Angels slugger Albert Pujols becomes the ninth player to hit 600 home runs in a career. After the game, he's pretty happy about it.
It was pretty awesome.
Next, New York Knicks head coach Derek Fisher arrested on suspicion of drunken driving on a California highway after he flipped his feet.
vehicle. He wasn't hurt.
The first no-hitter of the baseball season thrown by Marlins pitcher Edison Volquez.
Swing and a miss. Ball is dropped. Real Muto up with it. Throws to first. He's done it. And Edison Volquez has pitched a no-hit ball game against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
In neighboring Iraq, Shiite Muslim militia units say they've seized more territory from the Islamic State in northwest Iraq.
It's the 90s.
What?
Yeah, it's like 93 degrees today.
No.
A little late. Late on this song.
I meant like the movie Coming to America.
Uh-huh.
This is the theme.
But it's going to be in the 90s. I feel like this doesn't really work anymore.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Dex and Steve-O. It is 7:32.
High today of 93 degrees. No kidding. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads, it is cray-cray out there. We got a report from a member of the Starmie saying that there is an accident eastbound Paseo del Norte, but I'm not seeing it on my map, so I'm just going to trust that the Starmie knows what's
good
what.
Good job, Starmie.
Way better than my good Albuquerque show. Traffic report. So be careful traveling eastbound Paseo del Norte right now. Also, there was a disabled semi-rig on I-40 traveling eastbound near the river. It looks to be moved out of the way. But it's still a little jammed up there, so be careful in that area.
Cool story.
Traffic. Okay.
Traffic!
Thanks, bro. By the way, traffic brought to you by For the Good. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design, morning invasion t-shirting. ForTheGood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM.
So stay inside and stay cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of cool. 7 ways to be cool on social media.
What?
According to teens.
Oh, gosh. Why are you talking like that?
Trying to be cool, man. Just trying to be cool, you know?
Nobody talks like that.
Yeah, huh?
Sam Swan, you're cool.
He is cool.
Wow.
We're not going to see him for a couple weeks. It makes me really sad.
He is very cool.
Whoa.
This was pretty cool, guys. I was... pretty blown away by this list. If you have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and you are an oldie like us.
What?
We're oldies, man.
No, we're not, man.
Oh, yeah. We are old men.
We're like a fine wine, man.
Yeah, that's just what old people say when they get old.
We get better with age.
7 rules to follow. And it's funny because my son, he was looking at my Instagram the other day and he totally said one of these rules to me. He looked, because back when I first started Instagram, I used to always follow. If you followed me, I'd always follow you back. And he saw how many followers I had and then saw how many people I was following. And I'm following over 3,000 people. But I have almost 6,000 followers. And he didn't like that. He thought that was really uncool. And he was worried about my reputation on Instagram.
I think you're going to be okay.
He said, Dad, you need to start unfollowing those people because it looks bad for you. It looks like you're just trying to get followers. And I said, no, what? What? Seriously?
No,
really?
Now I have to go back.
But it looks like, according to this, I'm okay.
Okay.
Because the number one rule to follow, if you're going to be cool, is pay attention to your following to followers ratio.
Ah, okay. Looking at my Instagram right now.
You should have at least twice as many followers. So if you're following a ton of people, delete them.
Dang it.
So how many right now, Starmie?
That stinks,
I see
dude.
It all the time. I see a lot of you out there. You're following more people than you have followers, and that looks bad on you.
What if my following to followers ratio is actually triple? Darn.
Oh, that's pretty good, bro.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Just saying.
I think I'm good there. I think I'm all right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
good. Step one in the books. We got it.
It's more than double for sure.
Okay.
Okay, but hey.
No, no.
You want to be cool, guys?
It's not, though.
You want to be cool? But stop following people.
Yours isn't.
No, it's fine. It says it should have twice as many followers. I have twice as many followers.
No, you don't. Uh-huh. You're following 3,200 people, man.
Yeah, and I got 6,000 followers.
You got 5,500 followers.
5,768. I rounded 50. Up. Okay. 5,768.
Got to drop some people in your life, man. I'm going to check your follow. Let's see who you're following. Oh, me?
I'm following a lot of people, man. I got Ben Stiller, Jared Butler, Tom Hanks.
What?
Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler.
You mean Gerard Butler?
That's what I said.
Yeah. You should unfollow him considering you don't even know his name.
Let's see here. Neil deGrasse.
What?
Oh, yeah. He's an astronaut physicist guy. It's pretty cool. Brendan Schaub.
You know, I started following over the weekend, actually.
Who?
Ian DeCastamanamana. He's so great. He plays Fitz on... Yeah? Yeah. Guys, this weekend, I did something terrible. Actually, it wasn't terrible. It was lovely. We've never done this. We all sat down and binged a show together.
Wow.
Completely. We watched it a season. Got caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because
people said it was good. So I was like, we'll watch one or two or 19.
Jeez, you don't do that very often.
Ever. Wow. We seriously watched all of this latest season.
Sometimes you got to do that, man.
Hands down, the best season of television from them.
Okay, so we're talking about, if you're just joining us, 7 ways to be cool on social media, according to teenagers. So pay attention to your following to followers ratio. It says you have to have at least twice as many followers. So if you're following a ton of people, you got to delete them.
Somebody just chimed in on the live line, wants to know if they can get a follow for follower. Follow, follower, follow.
Okay, sure.
Like if they follow you, will you follow back?
Because
I got to be honest, I ain't no follow back girl.
I don't know, man. According to this whole thing, I'm not cool if I do that anymore.
202 followers, 434 following. Oh,
oh man, that is bad. You need to get that app where you can like unfollow people. All right, number 2, only use hashtags ironically.
Oh!
Becca needs to listen to this one. Don't use them for any other reason
than to be hilarious.
And stop saying Throwback Thursday. Apparently lame now. Okay, so stop saying Throwback Thursday and only use hashtags ironically.
I'm going to have to go back and find some of my favorite hashtags now.
Some of you, like Becca, I mean, there's like 50 hashtags on one post.
Photos,
it's
photograph,
crazy.
Photography, photographer.
See, man? Yeah. Just one or two tags, bro. Number three, make your videos short. Don't post too many.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Like if you're at a concert, don't post 30 photos and videos to the same Snapchat story. It's annoying and lame. These are according to teenagers, man. Okay?
I'm down with all of this.
Do you like that? When you're scrolling through Snapchat or Instagram and you see somebody just posting the same photos at a show or same videos and they're like 3 or 4 minutes long, I think that's annoying. I'll just end up going on to the next one. I'll just swipe you down and go to the next person.
You are much kinder than I. If I'm scrolling through an Instagram feed and I'm going through and all of a sudden I realize I've been scrolling for 5 minutes and it's the same person at like a wedding or something, I unfollow immediately.
Wow.
Oh, it's obnoxious.
You're a meanie head.
No, because there's a reason why they added like, hey guys, now there's a way where you can post a bunch of photos in one. And if people want to see your slideshow, they'll scroll through that.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for your niece's wedding, bro.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. Yep. So make your video short and don't post too many, okay? Mm. Number 4, don't post boring photos where you're just sitting around or lying in bed.
Great.
Only post photos on Instagram and Snapchat when you're out doing something fun. Again, this is according to teenagers. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yep, Steve-O. You definitely do this one a lot.
I do not take photos of myself in bed.
No, it's usually you in bed taking photos or videos of Brody.
Yeah, I was going to say, this weekend I totally posted a photo of Brody in bed.
And
but look
wife,
at that snuggle bug.
And your wife would post photos of you in bed and videos of you in bed. So
that's because she's
do you
obnoxious.
Ever leave the bed on the weekend?
Yeah, did you see what I put up in our bedroom this weekend? Lovely three-piece print of New York. I put that up over the weekend. You can find that at Steve O'Jeets. By the way, I posted a photo, you know, of a tattoo I got over the weekend of Deadpool, and Ryan Reynolds liked it. So I feel like my...
It's pretty huge.
I feel like my social media game's on point.
Right? Can you imagine if you would have shared, like tagged you?
Yeah, still a little bummed. It only got 253 likes, but that's cool, I guess. Yeah, I'm going to delete it. It's not enough likes.
It's not enough likes. You're not cool, man.
No, I'm not. I'm not cool at all.
Here is number five, okay? This is, according to teenagers, ways to be cool on social media, okay? Don't end your posts with a ton of emojis. The max before you seem lame is 3 emojis per post. Guys, just stay away from the emojis anyways.
Yeah. Hey, Uncle Ted just chimed in to say hi.
My Uncle Ted?
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Ted.
He's watching.
Uncle Ted.
He's watching you, man.
It's my dad's brother. Love you. Miss you. Haven't seen you in years. Number 6, stop posting photos of food. You can do it every now and then, but not too often, Steve-O.
What?
You do it.
Okay.
You post food all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's just because you love food.
Tacos at your favorite... little place you like to go
out of the last 9 photos, one of them is those tacos.
Yeah.
And then of the previous 9, one of them is from Isotopes eating a chili dog. Okay, hold on.
Right.
And then of the previous 9, only 2 of them are
tacos. Hey, that's cool, y'all.
Tacos, coffee. Here's one of sushi.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Here's one of the pho.
Okay, that's cool.
For real? Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. But when I did the pho, it was hashtag, you know, pho real.
Cool.
Come on. That's pretty hilarious.
Get out of here.
Ironical hashtags. I gotta go.
Get out of here.
Okay, fine.
So yeah, it said, according to teenagers, stop posting.
Who cares
photos
about
of food.
What teenagers think anyway?
I do, and everybody else does.
No, not really.
Number 7. This is very important. Again, I'm gonna go back to Becca, our friend Becca. She does
She's
this
mom,
the most
dude.
Out of everybody. What do you think it is? Every photo is...
Her at the gym.
Well, what is she doing?
That weird side selfie mirror view
selfie.
Thing.
You nailed it. It says here, number 7, don't post a ton of selfies. It makes you look like you have no friends.
To be fair, her kids are usually prominently in those selfies in the mirror.
Okay, there's 7 ways right there, old people, to be cool on social media. Now you know. Now you know. Now you know why a lot of people follow me, because I follow pretty much all of these. I'm probably the coolest guy on Snapchat and Instagram.
Pool Boy said 7 ways to be cool is to not be on social media.
Cool!
No.
Look to God, Christians, not social media for likes. Am I right?
You know that he is not being truthful with that one. You know it's true.
Dude, here's a crazy statistic. I heard that nearly 95% of sushi goes eaten without a picture being taken of it. Crazy.
Huh. Okay, what's... I want to throw it out there, Starmie. What's the most annoying thing? What do you hate when it comes to social media? When you're on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter?
Here we go.
I wouldn't even say Twitter is an issue, because it's usually like... I mean, that's like a different world compared to Facebook,
yeah,
Snapchat,
Instagram. Yeah, no, Twitter's
Instagram.
Normal. Twitter's totally normal.
You can't be really annoying with Twitter. But
I mean, you can be.
I guess you could be, but how many we get? 150 characters on Twitter?
140.
So what annoys you the most when it comes to social media? What is it? Is it the selfie? Is it the food pics? Is it when you look at someone's page and you got to see how many followers and how many people they're following?
Why do you do that? Why do you like the hall monitor?
My son does that. My
That's
son
weird.
Called me out.
That's
he said,
weird.
Dad, you're following too many people. And I said, what? What do you mean? He said, you're not cool, man. Everybody's going to think you're trying to get followers with that many people you're following.
How about this one? Social media is inherently uncool to begin with.
Cool!
No. Yep.
And somebody else wants to know why you want to fit in with teenagers these days.
No? Well, I don't want to fit in with them. I'm just trying to stay relevant and young and hip.
Okay.
Cool.
And
yeah,
also,
Vampire Diaries is my favorite show, whatever.
Not cool to me, Dex and Sivo, because you haven't followed me back.
What's your name?
No, stop it.
I'll follow you right now. I'm scared.
You really will.
What's your name?
You really will.
What's your name, man?
I don't know, man.
Let's see. Shout out to Britannia S. Garcia. She just started following me.
Oh, that's funny. She just started following me, too.
Boom. I'll follow you back.
You know what? I will say this. If your account's private, chances are I won't follow back because it's like just weird to me. Like, I don't know you, so why would I want to follow a private thing? It's like, oh, that's private. That must be like family and stuff.
Yeah, but you're considered family.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
That's a stranger, bro.
Then they
stranger danger.
Oh my gosh.
Nope.
That just means that they're
see this. Nope. Count
they're
private.
Responsible when it comes to social media. That's what that means.
Nope.
Yeah.
People are going crazy on the live line, but you take that phone first.
338-3700. We appreciate all the callers. Good morning.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Brett, good morning. Oh, cool boy.
Welcome to the show.
No, you know what? I'm not a big social media guy, but you know what, babe, Boobie, I love you. If you're listening, don't be mad at me. She'll get on Facebook, and I'll be like zoned out. I'll be doing like Sports Center. I'll be doing something. I'll be just in the zone, really into something, and then she'll just say, "Oh my God, check it out! Look what Linda did! Oh my God, look at this! Oh my God, check this!" And then the video will play, and it'll be super loud. And I'm like, "Babe, put the headphones on!" Like, you, like, yeah, dude, that's exactly that kind of
yeah, pool boy.
Hang on. That's how she like gets by, man. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's got their what they do in their downtime. She just happens to scroll through Facebook for 3 hours.
That's fine.
Shimon.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
The vague post.
What?
The vague post. Like when people just put, so mad right now, but don't put why.
Oh, dude.
That drives you nuts.
What? All the attention.
Exactly.
Oh, what happened? You poor thing.
Dude, I'm gonna
can't say, I'm gonna do but that right pray now. For me right now.
I'm going to do that right now. And see
hashtag
what
he's dead to me. What?
Right? People are so mean.
Oh.
And then that's it, you know?
Dude, preach. Yeah. Thank you for the call. I love that. Oh, thanks for holding. All right. Phone line's going crazy. Live line's going crazy. Okay. You know, I'm just going to stop answering the phone and go to the live line. I think the most annoying thing on social media is the vague posts where people are fishing for likes and comments. Yep. When adults concern themselves with teenagers' opinions about being cool, that's what I can't stand.
Yeah.
When people keep posting on Facebook that they're sick all the time, that's annoying. Yeah, attention seeking.
I see a lot of that.
Follow for follow. And then they just sent us there.
Follow for follow. Yeah. Okay. 585 Live, you want to text in. We're on Facebook Live as well. You can leave a comment.
Most annoying thing is putting filters on to make you look cooler than you are, Dex.
What?
You're not actually flying a rocket, Dex.
Okay, that's cool.
No. I'm cool, guys.
People sharing stories where the website it takes you to takes up 8 pages to read a paragraph. Dude.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
If old people trying to be cool... One, people just label them stalkers.
Oh, man.
Somebody else said, absolutely the selfie. I'm 50. I have a friend who's older than I am and every day posts about 7 selfies, and it's just ridiculous. Enough already. We know what you look like. Dang.
Wow. I guess it depends on who it is. Who's the person is taking the selfie.
Yeah, maybe. Does it matter, though?
Yeah.
Multiple people chime in and saying, I just don't do social media at all. And to be honest, I didn't have a Facebook until... our show. Like I just wasn't into it.
I probably wouldn't have one either.
Yeah. Selfies and those darn duck lips.
Nobody does the duck lips anymore, do they?
Yeah.
They do?
You don't see those still?
Oh.
Yeah.
You did that pretty well.
Thanks, bro. Vague pity posts. Yep. People chiming in with that one. Boomerang, the most annoying thing.
Oh my
Instagram.
Gosh, I want to have a seizure every time.
Why do you...
Seriously.
Okay.
My friend Jessica Main, she was
why
like...
Why are you blasting first and last
no,
name,
no, well,
man?
No, she doesn't do this.
Oh, okay.
She nailed
that's
it
okay.
A couple weeks ago because she posted that exact same thing. She was like, I can't stand it when they do the boomerang. I think it was her that said that.
Let's see. People complaining all the time. Wow, I'm social media lame. I need to turn to a hipster. Because I think being uncool makes you cool.
All right.
Wow, Liveline's going crazy.
Yeah, we were just talking about seven ways to be cool on social media, and we're asking you, what do you think it is? What annoys you the most when it comes to things that people are posting on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat? Good morning.
Good morning. I don't have a Facebook anymore, so it's just annoying to hear anybody talk about Facebook anyways whenever they're around me.
Perfect.
But I got to say, man, ever since I used to have a Facebook, but ever since I don't have a Facebook anymore, it is the most stress-free life you can have.
I bet. I bet, man.
It's amazing.
But what do you do with your time, like your spare time? Like, what is that like?
I work.
Yeah, but what do you do for like a break?
Stuff, my boss is also on my... It would also probably be on my Facebook. If I'm posting stuff, he's probably going, dude, why aren't you working?
Yeah, but on those breaks and stuff, you know, and you're like downtime, what do you do with yourself?
I'm a YouTuber.
Okay.
I watch YouTube.
All right.
I don't do Facebook. I watch YouTube.
All right. I'm just wondering. Just wondering what you're doing with that spare extra time you got, you know? I mean, you got to be doing something.
I brought a Bible to work, too, so.
Oh.
Sometimes.
That's right. There
so
you
that's
go.
Cool.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
I mean, it's a little old-fashioned. I don't always read it, but when I do, I...
But here's the thing, man. On Facebook, I always got friends that post the scripture of the day.
No, you know what? You're right. My wife still has Facebook, and I contact people through her Facebook. And she always, you know, sends me good devotionals and stuff like that.
I'm telling you.
It's really good. But I was a meth addict for 10 years and, you know, a habitual cheater. I mean, it's great that I don't have Facebook anymore.
Boom!
It's good, man. That's right. That's good. You stay off.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for checking in.
All right.
Bye. I just took a turn.
585 Live. You want to text in, or you can hit us up on Facebook Live.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your favorite Nita from the North Pole.
What?
What's up? How are you guys doing?
Great.
Fantastic.
Awesome! That's awesome. Hey, man, you guys should follow me on Instagram.
Okay. What's your Instagram tag?
Stop it, Dex.
What is it?
This isn't helping your followers to following ratio.
Hold up now.
What's your name?
It's funny. It's little_chaotic_specter.
Oh, okay. What? Little underscore what?
Nope.
Little chaotic specter.
Oh, chaotic. Okay.
Yeah, back in the day, I was beast, but God changed my life. So. But I follow you guys, hey.
Oh, got you right here, buddy. I'm following you now. I just followed you.
Okay.
You
guys are great, man. There you go.
Great Monday.
Have a great day, man.
Love you, bro.
Love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Just follow Little Chaotic Slacker.
Gosh, you are. Oh, please be the call I'm hoping for.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hello.
Oh, darn it. How's it going?
It's not Aaron. It's Cheryl. It's better.
Cheryl, hi.
Hey, Joseph. Well, yes. First, good morning, Steve-O, because you always cry when I don't say hello to you first.
I always
He does.
Cry.
He's a little crybaby. He's very sensitive.
If you're going to call him Joseph, you have to call me Steven.
Okay, Steven.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, but Joseph, what I wanted to say about your little sweaty problem.
Okay, talk to
you
me.
You know, if you get... Botox injections into your pits.
Okay.
It helps with the...
You know what? I'll just run down to that Botox clinic after the show and just get some injections. What do you think about that, Cheryl?
But seriously, they say it works, and I did know one person that did have it done, and it was like a complete reduction. He wasn't like a rag.
I'm not going to spend money on Botox injections in my armpits.
Cheaper, and then your armpits will look so much younger when you get old.
Okay. All right, I'm in. Oh. I'm in.
Hanging up on myself.
Okay. Thank the Lord.
Oh, that was amazing. Hey, good morning.
What's up, boys?
Hey, what's
I
up?
Haven't called in a long time, but this is Adam, the IT guy.
Yeah!
I had to call in with this Facebook stuff.
Hey, man.
What's up, boys? How's it going?
Good.
So check it out. Here's my... I guess dilemma with Facebook, man, is you guys all know I work for ATS, so I'm always hunting down the school fights and the school drama and the he said, she said, mainly the she said, she said kind of stuff. But just gets a little annoying. And I got rid of my Facebook about 2 years ago, so I got to throw a thumbs up to to that guy that was called in just about 2 minutes ago saying how much he doesn't miss Facebook. It's a pretty stress-free life. And
wow.
The times that you're not normally on it, you tend to live life more than just sit in front of a screen watching everybody else live theirs.
Honestly, though, let me tell you this, though, because it might be different for Steve-O and I because we have a radio show and we like to connect with our audience.
Right.
And I'm always thinking, how can I be entertaining to my followers? That's kind of how I think. That's how my brain works. And so what you just said right there, I kind of understand what you're talking about. But for me, I'm always throughout the day looking for that something like that adventure or something that I can just have fun with or make fun of so I can like pull out Snapchat or Instagram and film it and post it. And I feel like I'm kind of living life a little bit better because I'm looking for those opportunities.
You really are. But you're looking for an opportunity to make people laugh.
Sure.
Like you are looking for the opportunity. It makes me happy. Of all of my friends, you for sure are the one, like in any given situation, you're quick to pull out the phone to record something for social media. And that's just smart.
I do the same thing for YouTube, so I can't knock any on that. But,
Yeah,
it's just the Facebook drama. It's depressing, especially when you're sitting in church and you see mom, dad, and the daughter. They're all on their phones.
Yeah, but they might be reading the Bible.
Why'd you even come?
But that's the thing. They might have the Bible app. You don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess I always hope that that's the scenario. But when I'm like just seeing them, or we're at a restaurant and me and the wife, and we're seeing like a couple. And they're just on Facebook the whole time.
That's the worst.
I'm like, guys, you guys got to connect. I mean, put the phone down. So
yeah, I hear you.
That's social media's downfall. And then, you know, you always have the kids blasting their parents because they think it's a safe outlet. And they don't ever, like, put their name and they're like, oh, mom, you just drive me crazy. They just say, oh, I hate how you do this to me. And it's just 2 minutes after that. And it's just a stab in the mom's back. And I'm like, oh, come on. That's not fair, guys.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you for checking
in. But hey, guys, have a great day,
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, Adam.
Facebook is a joke.
Okay.
We have a gajillion comments.
All right. This has been a pretty good little topic. We'll pick it back up if you'd like to chime in.
We're talking about
7 ways to be cool on social media, according to teenagers.
Aaron.
We'll call my old job wife, Buck.
Oh, yeah. He's the king of social media. He loves social media more than anybody I know. Just constantly posting selfies of him with his cute little vape pen, blowing cotton candy rings.
What is the most annoying thing about social media, in your opinion? Or what do you like? What are things that you like to see on Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook? 585 Live, you can text us. We're on Facebook Live. You can go there and make a comment, watch the show. We'll be right back. Greg Sykes, Impossible, at Star 88. Dex and Steve-O, 804.
High today of 93 degrees. Taking a look at the roads.
Take a look.
Oh, no. That accident is showing up on Paseo. 4th Street, actually, south, right at Paseo, closed. There was an accident involving a pedestrian. Southbound 4th Street, closed at El Pueblo, right there at Paseo del Norte, due to an accident involving a pedestrian. Man. Got to be careful this morning, y'all. No other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
So, someone had a bunch of teenagers explain how to be cool on social media. And real quick, here are some rules to follow. And apparently none of them are about Facebook because teens just don't care. It's all about Instagram and Snapchat. Pay attention to your following, to followers ratio. If you are following more people than you are then you are lame. Only use hashtags ironically. Make your video short and don't post too many. Don't post boring photos when you're just sitting around lying in bed. Don't end your posts with tons of emojis. Stop posting tons of photos of food and stop posting a ton of selfies. According to teens, if you do that, you are lame. Stop it right now. So we threw it out there. What do you guys think is lame on social media, or do you think is you actually like to see? What are things you guys are interested in or like to see when you're on Facebook or Instagram, Snapchat? What are those things? 585 Live, you can text in. Go to Facebook Live and make a comment and watch the show. Listen to us.
Yeah, Jen on Facebook Live said, I hate getting friend requests or follow requests from people who didn't like me in high school. Why are you interested in seeing what I do each day?
Yeah, but here's the thing, dude. Maybe they want to see what you're up to.
What?
Maybe they want to apologize for bullying you.
But what?
Maybe you were the cool cat in school, and they just want to see what your life is like now.
Rosie commented on her Facebook Live and said, what's annoying when someone goes live on Facebook at work for like 4 hours? See what you did there.
Wow.
So meta. Vanessa said, what's annoying is that every Thursday night, a Bible study, some of the ladies are on their phones, whether it's social media or texting. Guys, we're there to give Jesus the glory and praise and hear the message on what God has for us. Get off your phone.
I feel like
hashtag Jesus juke.
Okay.
Pool Boy's wife says, do not post personal biz.
Yeah, I think that's something that we all have to be careful
of. It gets weird, man. It does. Sometimes it's like,
don't you feel like your dirty laundry.
Right. Like, I mean, you're in this uncomfortable situation you can't get out of. At least with social media, you can just, I don't know, not read it or walk away.
Listen, I'm all about if you need help, if you are in that spot where you just are like, you're reaching out and you desperately need somebody, I get that. But when I see a post where somebody is just trashing their wife or their husband, dude, or their partner or whatever, and just talking so much trash about the other person, mm-hmm, you guys got to stop doing
or
that.
Their job.
Their job.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, dude, okay. Or it could even be like a friend. There's so many. Or my least favorite are when it's like, I saw this a few times over the weekend, sadly, and it was just like, just keep scrolling. Don't even go to, okay, now I'm sucked into the comments. Cause it was like drama, like, that girl better, except not girl, like, yeah, you know, she better watch out because karma's a blah, no, blah, and all this stuff. And you're like, oh, now I gotta know what happened. This girl's crazy.
Right? It's like a soap opera.
By the way, shout out to our girl, Amy. Amy, are you back in Albuquerque? Come on!
Yeah, she was at Mud Volleyball yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Yay! You mean Saturday? It's Monday.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cool. That's okay. Also, I keep hitting the desk so hard that this screw just popped off.
Oh, good job.
I don't know what that's from, but it just happened. All okay. Right. Somebody chimed in and said, I actually love street and landscape photography on Instagram, but I hate those annoying slime videos.
Slime videos?
What?
Slime videos.
You can't do that on television.
I love it.
Selfies! Selfies, selfies. A lot of people chimed in with selfies being their least favorite thing. Somebody said, annoying thing is when people post a selfie and caption it with a Bible verse or a famous quote. I agree. Did you see Pitbull's Memorial Day post? He got roasted for it.
What'd he do?
It was like, in honor of all of the men and women who have fought and died for this great nation, blah, 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 blah. And it was a post of him with the American flag behind his face.
Oh.
And it was just like, oh, okay. Like, what are you doing?
It's Pitbull.
Like, but what is the purpose? Okay. Anyways. What's annoying is the motivational Herbalife sellers. I know they mean well, but yeah, sometimes.
Guys, I used to be into that kind of thing, you know, and I hear you. I used to get a lot of flack for that.
Yeah.
Just trying to raise money, man. Just trying to make a little dough on the side.
Okay. Dougie Doug says, I don't really Facebook, SnapPass, Instaham. It's just too much work to pretend to care about what everybody else is doing when I have to make sure my 3-year-old doesn't flush a Spider-Man toy down the toilet. Mm. Amen. Somebody else said, catfishers. People stealing people's images. That is the most annoying thing on social media.
I watch Dr. Phil.
Okay.
I see it.
Somebody said, here's my thoughts on this topic. I enjoy social media thoroughly, But what's been annoying me lately is that I've been finding that it has stirred up this insatiable aspect of my life that wasn't always there. For instance, I see someone on vacation or what they're wanting to appear as everyday life and find myself wanting to be where they are or doing what someone else is doing or wearing what someone else is wearing, eating what someone else is eating. You get the picture. Mm. It's created this game of comparing that I don't think is healthy or what God wants for my life or the lives of others. This week, I deleted the Snapchat and Instagram apps off my phone, and Facebook might be next. Anywho, not sure if anyone else feels this way, but that's my take on the sitch. Yeah, dude. Yep.
Yeah.
It can be difficult because you're right. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
And sometimes we see social media and we're seeing these snapshots, these glimpses into a moment in someone's life. And we think, oh man, I wish my relationship with my wife was like that. They're just always so lovey-dovey and cute in the snap post, whatever it is that they're doing in that moment when, man, we don't know the reality of that. Right. I remember one time I got to guest speak at a church, and I talked about this very thing because we went to Disneyland one year, and it was Brody's first time ever. But this was back, for those who don't know, my son used to have a condition called periodic fever syndrome. And every 3 weeks, like clockwork, he would get 103, 104, like all the way up to 106 degree fevers. And it would just knock him out for an entire week. It was horrible. And it happened for from the time he turned 1 year old until he had this surgery this last year. And we tried so hard to plan a vacation around, like scheduling around the fevers, because we just knew. And sure enough, wouldn't you know that even though he had already gotten a fever, like a week before, he got a fever again.
Yeah.
And so we're at Disneyland. We're trying to enjoy this moment. And it was his first time there. And I wanted it to be so special for him. And if you look at my Instagram from a couple years back, there's a photo of the family with Goofy in Toontown. And it's like, oh, it's such a cute photo, and it's the whole family, and look at us, and we're at Disneyland, and it's a magical vacation. Look at this moment. But in real life, behind the scenes, we're standing in line for Goofy. All of a sudden, Brody has this freak out, and he's wet, and we're holding him and pull him away, and fevers came on really strong and hit his body, and he just
ugh.
Pooped.
Turned to slime.
So all of a sudden, it is literally coming out. And so we grab him and we're trying to race him to the bathroom, but he was so sick. It was so bad. Like, and it came on like, just like that. And this is awful. I apologize. But he's got poop coming out his pant leg.
That sounds great.
We're in the happiest place on earth.
Yes.
As it's streaking down Main Street. Chrissy's running him to the bathroom. I'm racing.
I want that life.
Racing into a store. Because now we got to buy him a whole new set of clothing. So I buy him this entire set of clothing, which, by the way, man, Mickey Mouse sweatpants, $60. Thanks, Disneyland. Yep. You jerk. So now I'm freaking out because we're overspending money and that's way out of our budget. And I'm like, I'm running back and people are slipping in the street.
I want that life.
On what is happening.
Give it to me now. And
Brody dropped into the road. I'm apologizing. We're trying to clean it up and get Disneyland people over there.
Oh.
And meanwhile, Goofy's still standing over there taking pictures with people. Clean him up. Get him completely changed.
Unbelievable.
People are crying. It's a mess. We're standing in line because Jack and Luke still want to get this photo with Goofy. We finally make it up there. And thank God they snap like 10 photos. So one of them looks like we're all smiling, even though I think half of us were actually crying.
Yep.
That's real life.
I want that.
Why do you idolize me so much? Why am I so amazing?
Oh, man. But what we see on Instagram is this little snapshot. Yep. And it's like, and we like covet that. And it's terrible because the sad reality is that that's not real.
Yeah.
So, I get that. I get that.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. I also saw something recently. I think it was on Snapchat. It was one of those little stories. And it was there was an article titled "Being Broke Around Rich People Messes with Your Long-Term Health."
Mm-hmm.
And recently I was hanging out with a couple friends of mine who were sitting there talking about
how much lobster water they consume every day now because they're so rich and it's so glorious and lovely and I love my life because I just make so much money. I can drink lobster butter every day. And I'm just sitting there going, oh gosh, I can't even be in this conversation right now because they're talking about buying all this stuff for their new homes and all the remodeling. And I think I'm going to go now. Okay. And honestly started feeling bad for myself, kind of like a failure that I wasn't making as much money or that can damage your health.
Yeah, it can. It really can.
That's so true, man. Yep. Guys, got to stop that. I got to stop that.
But what happens if somebody doesn't want a life without your Snapchat? Is that okay?
Yeah, man.
Somebody just chimed in and said that. They don't want that life without Dex's Snapchat.
It's cool, man.
How about this? Anna in Las Cruces said, the extent of my social media, 69 years old, I text 2 35-year-old funny guys on the radio. That's the extent of her social life
right there.
Love you, Anna. Somebody else said, social media just makes people antisocial.
Yeah,
I'm like 50-50 on that because I get it because I think sometimes it can take you away from reality. But on the flip side, man, there have been some friends that I lost touch with over the years that I've reconnected with because of social media. And then, of course, you go out in real life and hang out, and that's always fun. But like, so
I feel like I would never connect with anybody if I didn't have Instagram or Snapchat or
Facebook.
Well,
that's how you connect with people because you don't like talking to humans.
Exactly. So that's why I think that person is not necessarily right when it comes to everybody because, there are people that it just shuts down communication. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Somebody else chimed in and said, I like Facebook for the messenger ability. I have friends all over the country. It's a great way to keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the flip side, those pics in the bathroom. I can't believe that's the only mirror they have. Are you kidding me?
That is pretty funny. The pics in the bathroom are hilarious. I actually like those pics because they're so funny. Keep them coming.
No. On Snapchat, when people record themselves lip syncing. Annoying. Oh. Dog filter on Snapchat. Number one hatred. Moving on. Angry political posts. Oh, man. But then you get sucked into the comment section because one person will throw down some really obnoxious political post. And then I'm like, oh, I gotta get some popcorn.
Yeah.
And then you just start scrolling through.
Honestly, I love that. I love to just go and read what people are commenting on. And then the big fights that break out. It's so fun.
I think the big frustrations in there lie in when a friend, you know, is like a solid believer. And then they post something that is kind of obnoxious or mean-spirited or whatever. And then all of a sudden it's like this weird, it's not evangelism. I don't even know what they would call it. But next thing you're like, you find yourself scrolling through the comments and you're like having to defend the faith going, oh, Jesus, that's not Jesus, man. That's not Jesus. That's that dude. He's grumpy today.
Yeah.
Don't mind him. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, when it comes to liking different things on Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook, I like to see people posting things that can encourage me I don't mind seeing other people's lives and if they're having a great time. I mean, I think that's great. Yeah. And sometimes we can take that the wrong way and we can wish we had that life and it can be a bad thing for us. But I think the more positive, the better. I hate negative posts. I hate when people are just want
to
talk smack about somebody or just sit there and go on a rant that it just makes you feel
bad. See, but that's why we got to stay on social media because somebody just posted, said, look, I always look forward to when you guys have a new post because you're hilarious, whether it's Instagram stories or Snapchat.
Thanks.
But that's the difference. Like, that's what we got to do.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, interject some comedy or some joy, just some life into social media because you're right. It's such a negative place.
Right.
And if you can get sucked into this weird rabbit hole of doom if you allow yourself to.
Yeah.
Somebody else said political bullies, by far the most annoying. I agree with that on both sides because I think it definitely, both sides of the aisle, if you will, can get obnoxious.
No, come on.
Yeah. Bill. Yeah.
Love you, Bill.
There you go.
Love you. There you go. So I think we might have learned a few things about social media.
There you go, guys.
I think we learned a few lessons.
Number one, your kids, they're not on Facebook. They don't think it's cool. They're on Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter. And those are the cool ones. Also, your kid probably has multiple Instagrams. That's something you, as a parent, should know. And you guys need to be checking in on them every once in a while, making sure that they're safe and they're not posting a bunch of crazy things.
See, I'm that dad. My kids don't even have social media.
Oh, yeah. Keep them off, man.
Yeah.
If you can keep them off, keep them off.
I'm going to. Thank you.
You're a good dad.
I mean, Brody's got a YouTube. But what?
Yeah. Man, he's got a lot of followers. Yeah. But yeah, stay away from the selfies. Not too many selfies. Not too many photos of your food. Hashtags. You only need a couple hashtags at the end of your post, okay? And make sure you're not just following people to get more followers, guys. We're on to you. You're just trying to get more followers. That's not cool, man.
I mean,
yay!
Okay.
That's what Landon told me.
All right.
So there you go.
He's 12.
585 Live, if you'd like to text in. All right. Ugh, Kathy Griffin.
Oh,
I feel like we just have to touch on it just for a second because
it's been 30 minutes. Things on social media.
It'll be quick, guys. It'll be quick. Let's see. What else we got going on? Some Phil Collins stuff. He had his first full show in nearly a decade. We'll play some of the highlights. And we got a letter titled, I Thought She Was the Perfect Woman Until... We'll finish that when we get to the letter here in a little bit. 338-3700 if you'd like to call in. We're also on Facebook Live. You can watch the show. You can listen in. Hit that share button when you get a chance. We'll be right back.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is warning there is far too much tolerance in the UK towards extremism.
So we need to become far more robust in identifying it and stamping it out.
SpaceX has launched a used cargo capsule.
California Angels slugger Albert Pujols becomes the ninth player to hit 600 home runs in a career. After the game, he's pretty happy about it.
It was pretty awesome.
Next, New York Knicks head coach Derek Fisher arrested on suspicion of drunken driving on a California highway after he flipped his vehicle. He wasn't hurt.
The first no-hitter of the baseball season thrown by Marlins pitcher Edison Volquez.
Swing and a miss. Ball is dropped. Real Muto up with it. Throws to first. He's done it. And Edison Volquez has pitched a no-hit ball game against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
In neighboring Iraq, Shiite Muslim militia units say they've seized more territory from the Islamic State in northwest Iraq.
What is this lovely mashup?
Wait for it. What do you think it is?
Well, I know it's The Cure. It's Pictures of You.
It's the extended dub mix.
Hit it.
I don't know if I'm feeling this at all. You feeling this?
I love the original. It's one of my absolute favorite songs by them. So
I agree.
Not necessarily into this.
I don't know if... I like this dub
mix. Need to delete that from the computer, okay. Like instantaneously. I've been looking so long.
It's gone, man. It's out of here.
Good. Thanks, man.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
That's a much better song right there.
June 5, the year 2017. It is 8:30.
High today of 93 degrees in the Albuquerque metro area.
Sorry, just ran you over.
It's okay. Well, that's actually... really, really terrible timing on your part, that joke, because unfortunately, right at 4th Street, south at Paseo, there is an accident reported involving a pedestrian, so they have completely closed that area. But again, Dex has got jokes. So, yeah, Dex has got jokes. Good job, Dex.
Had no idea.
That's literally all that's happening. You know.
Traffic!
Okay. So look at traffic. It's right at El Pueblo in Paseo, that area.
Guys, Wonder Woman was so good. I told you guys. I told you guys how great it was. You didn't believe me. And then you went and you were like, this is the greatest movie ever.
I mean, not everybody's saying that, but.
Like one person. One person said it was too violent.
Still a voice, man. Her voice still counts.
You're
can't,
right, man.
You can't snuff out the voice of the people, man.
You know what? You can not like the movie. I get it. But you should probably get some therapy.
Okay.
Just kidding.
You can't.
Just kidding.
Gosh.
Some would say we should probably get some therapy.
Possibly.
We probably need it.
Possibly.
We all need it. Let's just face it. We're all messed up, right? We're all messed up. I mean, that's why you guys listen to the show. It's because it makes you feel better about your life.
Okay.
That's the number one reason why people listen to our show.
I don't think that's the reason why.
It is.
I don't think that's number one.
I put one of those little boxes out there where you could actually, if you'd like to submit an idea or reasons why you listen to the show,
uh-huh,
or things we could do better.
Mm-hmm.
That was the number one thing in the box.
Was keep telling sad stories about your life because it makes
exactly
me feel better about who I am.
It makes me feel better about my life when I listen to your show.
Okay.
That's the number one reason, guys.
I don't think that's actually accurate.
That's exactly why I like to watch trash TV.
You really do, actually.
Real Housewives are my favorite.
He's not even being funny.
Bachelorette
right now.
Is a great season.
Pray for him.
So good, guys.
Yeah.
Telling you.
Okay.
Also, I love Kathy Griffin. She's like my favorite comedian.
Stop talking.
I'm kidding.
That's too far, man.
I'm totally
Joke's
kidding.
Joke's too far.
All right. So Friday, yes, most of you probably heard about Kathy Griffin. She has catapulted into the spotlight. Over the photo of herself holding a decapitated Donald Trump mask head, and it was bloody. And, of course, people lost their minds.
Yeah.
It was awful. She should have never have done it. She even came out and apologized because she started losing jobs. There was a casino in town that canceled her gigs all over the country, canceled her shows.
Including a casino right here in Albuquerque.
I just said that.
And I mean, you said
that was amazing.
You started with that, and then you said all over the country. And that's
yeah, okay, I got you. And she lost endorsements. The Squatty Potty pulled out, guys.
And
that's
a casino
huge money
right here in Albuquerque.
Okay, I said that. Yeah. So she lost her mind, and I stuck around after the show and watched her press conference. Yes. She held a press conference on Friday to apologize again. Did she apologize again? I feel like we need to talk about it just for a quick second because I spent 30 minutes watching that entire thing.
Ugh,
and I came to one conclusion. And that conclusion is...
You waste too much time watching stupid things.
Sure.
Okay.
That's one of them. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Good conclusion.
No. She is just trying to stay relevant. Nobody, listen, nobody really knows who Kathy Griffin is. She's a terrible comedian. She needed to get into the spotlight. So are you telling me that she had no idea the backlash that this would cause?
I mean, you're asking me honestly?
Yeah. You really don't think so?
I don't think so.
Really?
Because of the state of the political climate. We were just talking about things we hate on Facebook, and number one for me and for a lot of Starmy members is the political scene. You say one thing, and then all of a sudden there's this like fight. So people say some really gnarly things on social media about our president.
Which proves my point. That's exactly why she did it. It's because she knew that she would get the backlash. She knew that she would get so many people freaking out.
I disagree.
Out. That's what makes her relevant again.
I think she thought she was going to get support from the left, thinking,
I don't think so.
People will think
bad
this is comical.
Is good support.
Or people, nah.
Yep, it is.
That's where I disagree. I also think that she immediately backtracked because all of a sudden it was completely negative and she apologized. And then her publicist or lawyer or whoever was like, nah, man, this is how you spin it. This is how you make yourself relevant again. Turn the tables on the president and his family and say that they are bullying
you. See, that's where I disagree because
that
didn't work at all. That did not work at all.
I hope not.
Here's a clip. She tried the tears and people saw right through it.
Kathy, you said you've been bullied by the Trump family. Have they reached out to you outside of social media?
I don't think they have to. My impression is that they have mobilized their armies or their bots or whatever they do. Like I said, it's quite clear to me that they're trying to use me as a distraction. And I'm not going to be collateral damage for this fool. I think the president is a fool.
What's going on this way?
I can say that.
Do you have fear for your career after this storm dies down?
Absolutely. I don't think I will have a career after this. I'm going to be honest. He broke me. And then I was like, no, this is a fight. This is not right.
Oh, my God, copywriters.
And I apologized because that was the right thing to do, and I meant it. And then I saw the tide turning, and I saw what they were doing. I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this, and they're making it about Barron. And obviously, that was never my intent. I would never want to hurt anyone, much less a child. But I started to see what was really happening. And then it was a mob mentality pile-on.
She turned it around on Trump. My ears are itchy. Flipped it. So she's saying that Trump is now bullying her.
But here's the thing. You talk about how like, oh, this didn't work. This whole thing didn't work. You know how many celebrities I saw over the weekend on Twitter? A few that I followed. I was like, man, no, guys. Huffington Post released an article that was like retweeted, shared, had almost 500,000 shares on Facebook alone.
Mm-hmm.
Called, "You Can Hate What Kathy Griffin Did, But Here's Why You Should Defend Her Anyway." And man, I read the article and I'm like,
oh,
okay, really? Because people are saying, yeah, it might be tacky, maybe a little offensive, but it's important. It's an important act against this administration. And I was like, man, So I disagree because her people are defending it. Like the backlash was understandable. Obviously, she was holding a prop head of our president. Not acceptable, no matter who the president. I don't care if you're Republican, a Democrat, independent, whatever. Not acceptable.
Yeah.
I think that's why immediately Anderson Cooper and everybody's like distancing themselves. Anderson Cooper tweeted, "For the record, I'm appalled by the photo shoot Kathy Griffin took part in. It's clearly disgusting, completely inappropriate." People immediately distance themselves. I honestly think she thought she was going to get like a high five from her friends.
Maybe you're right. You know who defended her? Jamie Foxx.
Really?
As comedians, sometimes we do go past the line. I still love Kathy Griffin. She went past the line. She'll pay for it in the way she pays for it. And we'll go out and we'll laugh with her. Again, I will say this. Don't kill the comedian. There's a lot of people out here doing really bad things. And every time a comedian says anything, says something about peanuts, you're peanut shaming. Says something about dolphins. Oh my God, you're a dolphin. We're the comics. We're entertainers. We don't mean any harm.
See, that was kind of my whole point. Not agreeing with what she did at all. But comedians are always, they're always pushing the limits. They're always offending people. They're always going to offend people.
I disagree with Jamie Foxx. Yeah, you're always going to offend people, but you don't mean any harm. I disagree. She obviously very clearly does not like what is happening in the White House with this administration. And I'm not defending this administration in any way, shape or form. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
But what she did, I mean, she even said it herself. She said she wasn't calling for his assassination. She said she doesn't condone violence, that provocative art should remain just that, art. And she doesn't want life to imitate art. Rather, she says she's drawing attention to the violence, literal and figurative, that the Trump administration is responsible for and capable of. That, of course, wasn't until after she like hung out with her lawyers.
Yeah.
And they're like, here's what you should say.
Right.
Because she didn't come out with that immediately. I think she really thought she was going to be funny. And people were going to be like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, and here's the other thing during the press conference is that she didn't apologize to Barron. In fact, she almost made it out that made it sound like the Trumps were lying about that. That there's no way Barron saw it and freaked out and thought his dad's head was chopped off. And so she didn't apologize to Barron.
Right.
But she doesn't know exactly what happened. She's just playing the victim now that President Trump is out to end her career, end her life. And now she's getting death threats and she's kind of in panic freak mode right now.
Yeah.
But she's very relevant right now. That's for sure.
I just struggle with the idea that in our culture, these are like Jim Carrey. He said, you know, it's the job of a comedian to cross the line. If you step out into that spotlight, you're doing crazy things that Trump is doing. We're the last line of defense. And really, the comedians are the last voice of truth in this whole thing, end quote. Mm. That's a dangerous statement.
Yeah.
That really is a dangerous statement. Because in our culture, for some reason, we look to these celebrities as apostles to give us this word of truth. And man, you look at, so Ricky Gervais, Jamie Foxx, Larry King, they came out in defense of what she did, saying she shouldn't have been fired from CNN. This was her job. This is what she does. But man, it just shows that as we talk about this, she made a mistake. She did make a mistake and she apologized for it. But then she backtrack on the apology and turn around and say that she is now the one being bullied by the president.
Yeah.
I can't stand that victim mentality.
How do you
think she made a mistake?
How do you think it would have, this would have turned out if she would have just had done this at one of her comedy shows instead of doing a whole photo shoot and posting a photo online that went viral?
But what's the comedy? That's what I'm wondering. Like, what was the purpose behind it? Because she came out days later after talking to lawyers and everybody and has a great statement about the art behind it and all this, but she didn't present that from the beginning.
Right.
If she had presented it as a piece of art from the beginning and had a statement behind it, maybe, just maybe, you could believe that that was her intent. But her intent was shock and awe. She got some shock that she wasn't anticipating. She backtracks and apologizes, but then turns it into a piece of art days later and says, no, it's misunderstood and this is what I was doing.
Yeah.
No, man. Mm-hmm. I don't buy it.
All right.
It's like, just own it. You blew it. It's okay. Move on. It's not going to end your career. But all of this back and forth, I don't know.
338-3700, if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's Mark in Arizona. How y'all doing?
Hey, man.
Mark in Arizona.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, so I'm kind of surprised you guys haven't really hovered on the whole bullying thing more. I'm really surprised that she calls this bullying. That's like going out to the playground and punching a kid, and when they retaliate, you call that bullying.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you punch the kid. Like, you pick the fight. How is that bullying?
Yeah.
And not only that, take it to another level. I don't care whether it's the president or anybody. Like, that kind of art form where you see somebody holding somebody else's decapitated head.
Yeah. Oh, we're losing you, buddy.
Oh, no, Arizona.
Arizona, we lost
Arizona.
You.
I wanted to hear this.
Call us back, man.
Oh!
Sorry, Arizona.
Losing people left and right.
Arizona?
Hi.
Oh, hi. Oh,
hi.
Good morning.
Oh, hi.
I just wanted to say I agree with Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
I'm really so tired of the political correct comments that we have to make. So tired of having to watch every little word you say. If you say it would be helpful, we're at this weight, then you're fat shaming. If you say, morally, I find this wrong, but, you know, you're entitled to live your life this way. You're phobic of this or that. Anything you say anymore, people are going to come down on you.
I agree with you to an extent. Here's a question, though, because I agree with you to an extent, because trust me, of all of us in this room, I definitely get some emails because from time to time I say some things that really irate people.
No.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, over
words.
That
is offensive.
Yeah, I know. I can be offensive to people. So I definitely understand that comedians are pushing the envelope. But I definitely think there's a difference between saying something that is being taken out of context and posting a photo of yourself with a beheaded president.
I mean, how many times in history have we had political cartoons
right.
that were offensive?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not something new. And I mean, yes, it went too far. To me, it was offensive.
Right.
But on the other hand, comedians go past the line more often than people know.
Right.
I mean, some comedians are more vulgar and disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
And everything than anybody ever hears of. And I also agree with you in that I think for her, it was a move to keep herself relevant.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't think people should be fired over their own opinions. I mean, if it's outside of the job.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying, but I think, like, if you're endorsing, if I had a product and I had Kathy Griffin endorsing my product and she did something like that, I would not want somebody associated with something that I created.
Right, because she has the right to post that, but the company right. should also have the right to say, hey, man, yeah, we don't agree with that. And so
yeah, you're a
you can say that
for my product, and I wouldn't want that associated with mine.
Yeah.
So I get
On
what you're saying.
On the other hand, do you hire Kathy Griffin as your spokesperson, knowing who she is?
I know, right?
Knowing
that's
how
another
she
good,
always
that's a good
crosses
point.
The line, and then fire her after you don't like
that's
what she
point.
Says.
That's
Come
a
on.
Good point. Because
no,
she's a vulgar comedian.
Yes, yes.
She's always,
she's always been vulgar. She's always crossed the line. You know,
and she admits that in the press conference.
I'm
she
calling the
that.
Marketing people for Head and Shoulders.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's
that's studio at star8.
That is offensive.
FM.
Wow, that's
thank you so much for the
we
call.
Just lost 492 radio stations for our pre-show. At
whatever. There's a difference,
Harvest
man.
America.
There's a huge difference.
They pulled. Out
I agree. You know, we come at it from the angle of like free speech, but in turn, you're right. Like the CEO of that company has the freedom to say, "Yeah,
I
hey,
totally am
that's
okay with
your
that.
Those are your word. That's your photo. Right on, man. Well." I'm going to tell you I don't agree with that, so, you know.
You stepped over the line.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also get what she's saying as well, because I'm much like her when it comes to seeing. If I saw that, I didn't see the photo at all, but I can imagine if I saw that photo, I probably would have went, wow, that's disgusting, and
oh,
moved
dude.
On.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't have sat there freaking out. I wouldn't have felt like I needed to post about it or share my thoughts on it. I would have been like, oh, that's Kathy Griffin. She's a comedian, and that's kind of what she does, and I'm not a fan, and that makes me sick to my stomach, but I'm moving on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why people have a hard time moving on with things that they see or don't agree with. Why is that hard for people?
Well, I mean, if it's something, to me, and this, again, this is just my opinion. Oh, and a lot of Stormy opinion, apparently, because I got so many comments to read, but this crossed a line. This crossed, like, a very real line, especially in a culture where you turn on, I mean, we have TVs in our studios and you walk outside and unfortunately we see some pretty disgusting images because of what's happening
yeah,
halfway across the world.
But we see this all the time. I mentioned this last week. There's a metal band called Gwar and they've
yeah.
been doing this for years at concerts. They right. will, they've been burning Donald Trump at concerts for years.
Yeah,
they've
no,
been burning
dude, I'm not
Obama.
Saying that's acceptable. Trust me, because even Snoop's music video. Do you see his music video and the clown
yeah.
dressed like Obama?
We see this
President
all the time.
Trump
so why,
and
why
had
is
the
it
orange
now?
Face paint, and it was just like putting a gun to him. You know, like, and it's nothing new. Do you remember back in the day, Body Count and
yeah.
Ice-T, and I mean that was a
that's
big
my,
deal.
That's my point. Is, and I think, and again, I'm not. I don't want to come off as that I'm defending Kathy Griffin at all because I don't agree with what she did and what she posted. But at the same time, we've seen this so many times with either a rock band or other people. Or,
yeah, but there's still consequences. It doesn't make it acceptable. You're saying like,
I haven't
well,
seen any consequences.
Because
there's no consequences for them. I mean, that's what I don't get. Why people are freaking out over this, because it's not the first time we've seen something like this.
Yeah. I mean.
Again, not defending her at all.
No, I know. But it's just an interesting argument, to argue it.
Yeah.
Well, other people are crazy, so I don't understand why she gets, you know. Somebody chimed in and said, I own a few companies, and I can tell you this. People do not have the right to be employed. They have the opportunity to work for me.
Hmm.
That's a good comment.
I like that.
Companies had a right to drop her. She also has the right to say and do what she will. It's a free country. That being said, I can only imagine if a conservative comedian posed with the bloody head of President Obama. Yeah, I think it crossed. I mean, a lot of people, obviously, it crossed the line. Yeah. That is still the president of the United States, whether we like him or not, whether you're a fan of his reality TV show or his presidency. Like, that's our guy right now.
Yeah.
So you have to respect the office. But yeah.
And that was another thing during the press conference, is that she was freaking out over the fact that she was being investigated as a terrorist.
Yeah.
And she was breaking down. And I don't know if it was, if the crying was real. To me, it looked pretty fake. And the fact that she had her attorneys there, I think, made it even worse for her.
Well, somebody said she knew exactly what she was doing. Did you see the TMZ video of her talking to the photographer saying, "We're going to get in so much trouble," or "We're going to get so much backlash / coverage on this."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, and that's the other thing. If someone would have posted a picture, posed with a picture of former President Obama, like Jamie Foxx and others who defended her, would have cried racism. Because there's these weird lines, man. Somebody said, while we have free speech, there's also being accountable for our actions and also consequences for our actions.
Yeah.
And somebody else said it's because our president has paper-thin skin and can't actually just run the country like a normal human being. He's a celebrity, not a politician. There is something to be said about the fact that no matter what, like, something happens and, man, instantaneously, he is on Twitter. Just giving some thoughts. I do agree that he's got a lot more important things on his plate.
Right.
And could probably, yeah.
Yeah, and the fact that if Barron really did see this on TV and he thought that his dad was murdered, how awful is that? That's terrible. And the fact that she even during the press conference threatened Barron. Like, she was kind of going after Barron in some ways. And it just didn't look good for her at all. This press conference didn't help her.
Somebody said it's the whole Nazi angle. Call somebody a Nazi and you dehumanize the person so much that anything you do or say becomes acceptable. That's an interesting quote.
Yeah.
Live line going crazy, by the way. 505-585 live. That's 585-5483 if you'd like to text into the show. Somebody said it seems like everyone is being ultra sensitive. People should not be shamed for freedom of speech or jokes. So many people went above and beyond to make fun of W, but because President Trump seems to have power both politically and as a celebrity, people are afraid of him. Shame on Kathy's friends, who most likely feel the same way but are brown nosing the president for the sake of keeping their jobs.
I like that.
Yeah.
My buddy, Rain Man, Jason Rainey.
Yeah.
He's a friend of mine, worked with him for years.
Yeah.
He posted something, yesterday about this. He said, "I wasn't impressed with Kathy Griffin's, Griffin's stunt to get attention, and I don't respect it. Don't be fooled. It was a stunt and it worked. I don't care who the POTUS is. Anyone with half a brain would know exactly what they were doing was tasteless and a hack job while they were shooting these kinds of photos, especially a comedian who I believe is extremely intelligent. She knew exactly what she was doing and what it would generate. Grappling for relevancy is what I call it. Hashtag lame. Lots of mediocre celebrities do this. Sad but true. I do respect one's right to free speech. Everyone has the right to express themselves, but I prefer rationally and informatively, or one also can just be a jerk. Red or blue pill. You make your choice. That's what I love about the United States. You still can be yourself. Just don't be surprised when others hate on you because of how you do it. That's just the give and take with freedom for all. Deal with it and don't be a wuss. If everyone did that, there would be a lot more creative expression out there that doesn't stink." That was my buddy, Jason Rainey.
All right.
I thought that was, well said.
Yeah. Brandy sent an email in from California saying, "I'm over this, not because of the act itself, but the way people are talking about it. We all defend our choice while condemning others. It seems like our mentality is, I can say mean things, but you can't. I can do mean things, but you can't. You need to grow a thick skin to deal with what I have to say, but don't you dare say something that offends me. You present the sum total of news I listen to during the day because I hear more finger-pointing than solution-makers. The world would be better off if people made a random act of kindness for at least as often as they pointed a finger at someone else."
Huh.
That's good, man. Because somebody else did say this to Jamie Foxx. Would you defend Christians or those who do not agree with your liberal agenda? When we disagree with things, we are called phobic.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's absolutely true.
I think he's really just talking about comedians and their job. I mean, he is a comedian. I mean, I said it last week. That is what some comedians do. Some are always pushing the limits and saying things that are super offensive.
Here's something interesting. Here's an actual quote from the TMZ video that surfaced of her during her photo shoot on this very thing. Quote, call your dad because you know we're not surviving this, end quote. She knew this was going to be the backlash. Yeah. Like, she knew this was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I was just thinking, more than anything, I think it shows what a disconnect some celebrities, whatever list they're on, has with what's happening all around the world, and how much louder issues or things they disagree with are. But, I just think it's a huge disconnect in them not really knowing what is happening around the world to do such an action and take a photo like that.
Right. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Thank you, Starmie. Thank you for chiming
dude.
In.
Still going crazy on the live line.
Talk to me. We've got about a minute.
Let's see. Somebody said, woo, about to start jury duty for the week. But I have to miss the morning show last hour. Keep up these post decks. How do I not agree with what she did? There were very horrific pictures of President Obama, and it was never this big of a deal. I would be curious to see those photos. I don't know what... Really? Did we miss it? Maybe because it wasn't a big deal. We just, yeah.
Huh. Man, Rob Schneider said that?
Yeah, dude. Rob Schneider on Twitter. If you turn off the news and just talk to your neighbors, you'll find that our great country is far more harmonious than you're being told.
Is that real? Did Rob Schneider really say that?
Now I gotta go find it.
Good stuff. All right, we gotta take a break. When we come back, we have to switch gears and jump into a letter. I thought she was the perfect woman until... Wait till you find out. We're going to need your help. More headlines on the way. 338-3700 if you'd like to text in or call us. We're on Facebook Live. Go watch the show. If you can share it, we'd appreciate you for doing it. We'll be right back. The orphan, the poet, terrible things. Star 88, good morning.
I mean, it wasn't that bad.
Well, I mean, it's pretty. I feel like that's right up your alley, man.
Oh, dude, why you got to do like that?
90s right there.
Yeah.
90s written all over it.
Speaking of 90s, go ahead. Give me the time.
908.
High today of 94 degrees. That's right. It went up. 94 degrees.
I hate when you do that to me.
4th Street South at Paseo del Norte is closed right at El Pueblo due to an accident involving a pedestrian. That whole area. I'm going to shut up now for Phil.
Need I say I love you?
Oh!
Need I say I care?
I love you, Phil Collins.
I love him, too.
Also, For the Good. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design. ForTheGood.com. Or 505-508-5658. That's 508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM.
I love me some Phil Collins. And for the first time in 12 years, Mr. Collins did his first full concert. He dusted
years.
Off some of those old Genesis tracks and he threw down, I don't want to know. Oh, it sounds so great,
terrible.
Guys. Like we're there.
Take me home.
Okay, so you can't even jump. It's so skinny!
Steve, I can't believe we actually have the show!
I can't!
What'd you say?
She's all I need.
What?
What'd you say?
Talk to me.
Stop talking. I'm trying to record this on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Studio.
Hey, you're going to sing next to me.
What?
Man.
What?
I'm trying to record the show.
This is my favorite song.
Okay, but if you sing on key, man.
You can hide, but I'm not leaving. Let me come with me.
I love you, Phil. I love you, man.
Dude, you just got nacho cheese on my Phil Collins
no,
t-shirt.
Dude.
I paid $60 for this thing.
60?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't get this.
But now I know something you just can't trust.
Guys, we were there live in
Why
Liverpool.
Are you stopping it?
We were
and
there
now
live.
I'm falling, falling for
this love to chant.
I have to make a phone call. I'm gonna step outside.
Dude, you just got nacho cheese on me.
I gotta make a phone call, bro.
Get my lighter, dude. Hand me my lighter.
I gotta make a phone call.
Hand my lighter.
I'm trying to call.
Hand me my lighter.
Why do you need a lighter? What are you talking about? Because it's been 12 years since he's played a show?
Yes.
Speaking of 12 years, it's been about that since I've seen the guests in studio. I am shouting. You are still playing it so loud.
Why are you yelling, dude?
You gotta put headphones on
so you can hear.
Hey!
So you can hear.
What's up, man? AJ Hammy.
Dude.
Buck, you can't just come in like this.
Yes, he can.
This
he texted me. He texted me, actually. He texted me. Are you okay?
We actually had this
You're
plan.
Be okay?
Good.
Yeah, he actually texted me. We were just jamming to some Phil Collins. He performed for the first time in 12 years, full concert.
We're just hanging out. Just doing some Phil.
Yeah. So we came in to save your show.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you guys are having a hard time today.
You know, not really. Kathy Griffin. Probably one of the best shows we've ever had.
Wow.
Actually.
Of all time?
Probably.
Really?
It's pretty good. Man.
It's a Monday. He's a liar.
No, I'm not lying at all.
My hair says
Why you
it
gotta
all.
Ruin my Phil Collins moment, man?
Welcome to the show.
Like I said, we're trying to save your show.
Oh, gosh.
You don't even know. You guys are in a Bible study. Were you listening during the Bible study?
No, we listened before and after.
Come on. See. That doesn't count. You just missed an incredible hour. Kathy Griffin called.
Yeah.
Did she really?
No!
She's trying to trying to stay relevant.
She really is.
Trying to clean up her mess from...
Yeah. I mean, was it Sandia? What? No, Route 66 Casino here.
Yes.
She had a show here. They canceled it.
We can stop talking about her.
All
so,
right.
Anyways, what are you guys doing? You brought a friend.
Yeah. AJ Hamilton is here, and he's visiting for a couple of days, and figured we'd stop by and say hi to you.
Yeah.
Hi,
out
AJ.
On Use Guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Greetings.
Yeah, so you're still the pastor.
That's right.
Up in Seattle.
No.
Okay.
Appreciate you just staying up on my life. I've been sending you updates, but you don't seem to respond.
Not really following him on Facebook, are you?
Man, just embarrassing.
Gosh!
I don't know,
I'm
man.
Embarrassed for you.
I haven't seen any posts from you in a while, so.
I'm in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
No way.
On purpose, even.
Really?
That's good. Yeah. I'm from Lubbock, so, man, come on. My whole family's, like, up in that area.
All right.
In Fort Worth, and, yeah.
Yeah.
Sherman, Texas, and shout out.
So what's it like? Do you like it over there?
There's Texans.
Yeah.
We're still getting used to them.
It's like another country, man.
It is. It's like its own country. When we first got there, there was talk again of Texas seceding from the Union, and my little 11-year-old son said, "Hey, Dad, if Texas secedes, do we have to fight?" No, they've got their own militia. They're fine.
They've got an army.
Yeah.
They're actually going to build the wall. Trump actually got that inspiration from Texas because they're actually going to... You know, they actually had a plan at one point to actually build a wall around Texas.
Really?
That sounds like Texans.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
You don't want to mess it up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the wall, the big hair, like the wind, just like... Yeah.
Yeah, you don't mess with a state that has their own flag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
that
saying?
That they fly higher often than the United States.
Every state has a flag, though. You know that, right? You know that, right? It's not all just the stars and stripes.
Get away with that one.
AJ knew what I was talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have their own flag.
Nobody else has another flag besides the American flag.
Yes, they do, you idiot.
Texas is the only one, okay? It's got that beautiful one star. It's like, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, the house we bought when we first got there had a 5'6" Texas star on it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
That's got to come down.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Probably see a lot of Confederate flags out there.
No.
Thankfully, not too many, but way more than ever should be seen.
Right, yes. Right. Yes. Yeah.
If you've seen one, that's too many.
Yeah. Do you need to go like farther east to see that
true.
More so?
But you do
like,
see
that's
in
more
Texas.
Alabama, I Mississippi.
I went to Amarillo last year and saw there was somebody giant flag in their backyard.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. They mount them to trucks mostly in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Yep. See that every once
in
a while.
Do they have those truck things that hang
giant
off the back?
Trucks.
We just call them the truck things.
That's good sense.
That's perfect.
Like truck things. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
Truck things.
Yeah. So what have you been up to other than that? What's your life look like right
man,
now?
No, it's crazy. We live in kind of like the Knob Hill of Fort Worth. And so we're just off the main stretch of all the coffee shops and great restaurants and love that. And the kids are awesome, doing great in school. And my wife's teaching at their school now. Good. And so that's a lot of fun.
What's your church called?
It's called the Paradox Church.
Paradox.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
What's paradoxical about it?
Oh, just, you know, the scriptures talk about paradoxes all the time, you know, to be the leader, you've got to be the servant of all. To live, you've got to give up your life. It's just the paradoxes in scripture.
I like that, actually. Yeah.
And it sounds like a cult, and that's always helpful with, with church work.
Yeah.
People are drawn to that.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's incredible.
Good. That's good.
So, AJ, you used to go on Buck and Dex, right? Like, were you ever a part of that?
I did just one time, I think.
Just once?
One time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was our podcast thing that we did.
No, he was on there. Maybe he was on that, but he was on the air, too.
Yeah. A few times, I think. Yeah.
Got to tell my story and talk with you guys. It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
So, did you really just come out here to visit this guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, there's others,
like
too,
friends.
But yeah. No, I love this dude. We
That's
talk
crazy.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's like friendship. Did you have it's Monday, breakfast meeting?
You know, yeah, we did. But you know what's interesting is AJ and I actually speak more than the three of us do.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you guys are good friends, I hear.
I spent a lot of time with that guy. I mean, it was...
Three kids.
I need a break.
He's taking a break. It's been a two-year break
It's been
at this point.
Break. A year and a... Well, yeah, I guess it has been a two-year
it's
break.
Been a couple years.
I call Steve-O and he just sends me text messages.
Stop it.
Changes the medium? That's the worst.
That's a lie.
I called you for a reason. I don't want to type right now.
Hey, man, what's up? Really busy.
It's funny because...
Watching TV.
He's you know, the thing with Steve-O is he's always at baseball.
Always.
He's a
That's
baseball
real.
Parent.
I am. Oh, yeah. Right. Dude, are you kidding? Two-a-days started today for my 11-year-old.
11-year-olds are in two-a-days.
He had practice from 7 to 9 this morning and then again tonight from 4 to 6. That's 5 days a week. So.
Child abuse. Wow.
Yeah.
Child abuse.
Praise be my amazing wife, Chrissy, because seriously, she is.
So is the plan, are you like grooming your kids for the major league? Is that kind of what you're doing? Or?
No, because Jack doesn't play anymore. You know, he went on to archery and he took second in the state in his first tournament and was like, there's a state championship, only 1,500 kids. Second. Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Right. So, but with baseball, I don't want to bore everybody because most people just hate the game of baseball. I think there's a lot more to baseball than just the sport.
Baseball's fun to play.
It's great, and it provides opportunity and situation for you to think critically. I'm being serious. In any given game.
Yeah, hours sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. Hours, yeah. Yes.
So hours and hours.
I love the way it can shape and mold a young man. I'm being totally serious. So I love the game of baseball. And as long as Luke loves the game of baseball, he'll play the game of baseball. Hmm. But it's not like I'm not that dad that's like, I am going to grow. I'm millions in the majors. That's, of course, his aspiration. And I will never say that that's not going to be a thing for him. If that's what he puts forth the hard work and effort to do, then achieve it, man.
Yeah.
You know, but I it's not going to be one of those. He's just naturally gifted and he's going to be in the majors because it's like the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of the 1%, you know what I mean? So it's like, the odds are astronomical. But then you talk to somebody like Dave, you know, Bruskis and his son-in-law, like he's living that.
Yeah,
and it's not
plays
because
for the A's.
It's not because a parent sat him down and said, you can be whatever you want to be. It's because of hard work and dedication. And he's 11 years old, you know, having two practices a day right now for All-Stars. But that's what he wants to do. And so he's recognizing that it puts forth effort and hard work, and he's not always going to win. He's going to strike out at times, but that's life. You know what I mean? Great hitters hit 300. That means 7 out of 10 times they struck out or grounded out or fly balls or whatever it is. But that's life. We're not always going to get it right. We're not always going to hit that home run. But you never stop. You never stop. I love baseball. I could talk about
it. And good
baseball.
On you guys as parents, you know? You know, because that is a sacrifice in itself, you know, to,
yeah.
you know, for Chrissy yeah. to drive them to two-a-days, you yeah. know? Ugh.
Yeah, she must hate that.
I have basketball practice twice a week.
And
I think
baseball moms ugh. And not work. And yeah, it's yeah. so hard. It's I, so hard.
It's tough, man. It's, so it's a tough life.
Tough.
It is. It's a lot of sacrifice.
I think she actually posted a photo this morning on Instagram of how she was going to go get her coffee IV while he was at practice. Yeah. No, dude, rough.
Yeah, it's rough. So rough. Chrissy, don't listen to what I'm saying right now. It is rough. I feel you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm there with you.
Uh-huh. Sweet, man.
Yeah, so AJ used to, it was Mars Hill. Mm-hmm. That was the church. And how many years were you there?
I was there for 14 and a half on staff.
Mm. Wow. And how many years here in Albuquerque?
I was 3 years here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's North?
North Church.
Yep. North Church. And is it the same up in
San Mateo and Montgomery?
Yeah. Well, no, it's, no. I mean, like in Seattle, did those change as well? And
man,
yeah.
you just, you're
I'm
that
trying to
guy.
Get the history.
You were that guy.
I don't know
so
what
it's
happened.
Like, yeah. So, yeah, sadly, there was a divorce. It was like, oh, really? Whose fault was it? Yeah, let's
I wasn't
talk about
going
this.
There. I wasn't.
I really, how's she doing, though,
I
your ex wife? Is it good? Do you guys still
it.
Communicate?
I wasn't.
What about
going
her
there.
Sister? She was pretty attractive, am I right? Well, what is wrong with
since
you,
he
man?
Brought it up. Since he brought it up.
He didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
No, I.
I did. Yeah, they're all they all went independent churches and yeah. Autonomous and from all the different reports I'm getting, a lot of them are just totally thriving and,
yeah.
and doing well.
That's good.
We actually yeah. just ran into a couple of the pastors from a couple of the churches up there.
Yep,
they're in town on some business.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good news.
Yeah,
right on.
Yeah.
What else can you tell me? Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Mike,
that was
he,
a joke.
You
that
said
was a
you,
joke.
You said
you're making my eye twitch.
I was going to say, you said you came in here to save
he started
it, but he's
it.
Dying,
now,
so do something.
That was Steve-O's fault. He's the one who brought it up.
I was trying to interject
there,
some
man.
Comedy. You're asking
I
really stupid questions.
No,
this
I'm
is
not.
Why I talk during interviews.
No, I'm not.
This is why
no.
I do the interviews.
No,
all right.
That's not true
so,
at all.
We're going to get out of here and leave you guys, but I wanted to leave you with something. So I've noticed that when I talk to my phone to send messages.
Yeah.
It doesn't really translate the
no.
way that I want it to, and I think you should actually do something on the air with people and have it read
okay.
them back to them
okay.
and see what comes up on their messages.
It's all in articulation.
I understand that.
You
need to
like
enunciate and open your mouth
toddler.
And speak.
Yes.
But if you speak normally the way that you speak, yeah, I'm right. curious to see what kind of translation would come up, especially on like your phone.
It's
or,
like the
okay.
new
you know,
living
mine, mine's weird.
Is
like,
it weird?
Yeah, we can't. Do it in here.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We can't.
Didn't we do this? Like, didn't we do this a couple weeks
no,
ago?
No, you guys talk
no.
to your stupid dot, okay? You talk to that stupid dot.
Yeah.
And you
no,
yell at
it. Wasn't
it.
The stupid her. Dot. Remember
no,
we were
you're
doing?
Talking about something entirely different where you just take the middle word and
oh.
do that, like.
Oh, that's right. That's yeah.
And form the gibberish sentence.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That thing. That
yeah.
thing.
But which, I'm talking, just compose a text message to somebody and see what the translation comes up with. I bet it's
okay.
going to be fairly comical.
All right. Steve-O, you go first.
I mean, that means I'd have to actually text somebody. I don't like talking to anybody.
Text Dex,
text
dude.
Me,
come on.
Man. This is easy.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
All right. Just going to go ahead.
Are you going to do the Hey Siri?
Hey, Dex, remember that one time your old co-host came in studio and made it really weird? His name is Buck.
Wow.
You got to be careful fire. With that one.
Oh, man. You have to say exactly.
Hey, Dax. Remember that one time your old co-host came in studio, made a really weird, his name is Bok. B-O-K. Like Bok Choy.
Sure.
So I that's actually something I text Chrissy. Pick up Bok Choy. So that's probably why in auto. Your new nickname is Bok, by the
Bok.
Way. Yeah.
Okay.
But not like... Not like Bok.
Yeah.
But like Bok Choy.
Okay.
Let me try it.
Come on, buddy.
Steve-O, why do you always have to embarrass me in front of my friends when they come into the studio to do the
okay.
show? I'm so sick of the way that you think you're so cool all the time.
Run on sentences.
And I'm just done with it. I'm just sick of you. Your face is ugly.
That was really mean.
Steve-O, why do you always have to embarrass me in front of my friends when they come into the studio to do the show? I'm sick of the way that you think you're so cool all the time, and I'm just done with that. I'm just sick of your ugly face.
Wow. That did a mostly good job, minus your mini stroke. Good. Like when you kind of stroked out there.
Yeah, I stroked out.
It was
a
good, man. It did a really, really good job.
Today, Junior.
I was really worried about that.
Why
moment,
are you guys bullying me now? Now you're just a bunch of bullies. Wait, hold on.
What did you say? Bullying?
Bullying.
Y'all do this to me all the time.
No, I want you to say that into your phone about bullying and penguins and see what happens.
They're bullying me.
How do you say penguin again?
They're bullying me right now.
Bowling. It's going to say bowling.
Bowling.
Uh-huh.
We're bowling later.
Okay.
All right. Gosh.
Thanks for train wrecking the show, guys. Appreciate you.
What are you talking about? We just helped you.
Well,
this was the best content that you had since the 8:01 when we hopped in the car.
That was right when Kathy Griffin called.
7:50.
Gosh, right when she called.
Buck, I'm so glad that you are not a part of the show with me anymore. Those 15 years were the worst times of my life. I think your beard is stupid and gray and old.
Wow.
Let's see.
But you don't ever talk like that. You're enunciating purposely.
So glad that you are not a part of the show with me anymore. Those 15 years were the worst times of my life, and I think your beard is stupid and gray and old. That was perfect.
That was perfect.
So, wow.
It's because you're enunciating now. You're not speaking like you normally speak,
Amen.
Dex.
Amen.
Liar.
You're fronting.
Why you get a front, yo?
You ain't got a lie to kick it, homie.
Uh-huh.
I'm not lying. That's how I talk, yo.
All right, we're leaving you guys.
All right. That's fine.
That's okay. We're going
to
break.
We don't have to leave just yet. We're going to go to break, and then we can hug, and we can talk off the air, okay?
Okay, weird.
All right. All right. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
British Prime Minister Theresa May is warning there is far too much tolerance in the UK towards extremism.
So we need to become far more robust in identifying it and stamping it out.
SpaceX has launched a used cargo capsule.
California Angels slugger Albert Pujols becomes the 9th player to hit 600 home runs in a career. After the game, he's pretty happy about it.
It was pretty awesome.
Next, New York Knicks head coach Derek Fisher arrested on suspicion of drunken driving on a California highway after he flipped his vehicle. He wasn't hurt.
The first no-hitter of the baseball season thrown by Marlins pitcher Edison Volquez.
Swing and a miss. Ball is dropped. Real Muto up with it. Throws to first. He's done it. And Edison Volquez has pitched a no-hit ball game against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
In neighboring Iraq, Shiite Muslim militia units say they've seized more territory from the Islamic State in northwest Iraq.
Hi, Heidi.
Heidi, get that microphone right here.
You can just go right there.
Heidi? Heidi?
Yeah.
Hey, no, we're not on the air right now.
Yes, cool. We are!
All right. I got
Don't you lie to her.
I saw you outside the door, and I wanted to grab you.
Should I leave?
I'm going to go.
What?
I'm going to go.
That didn't come out right, guys. That's not what I meant. I didn't grab her.
This is our boss,
Didn't grab her.
Personal... everything and yeah. Now you
Should
just
I
defended
leave?
Her
no.
So I feel like if I'm fired it's your fault and okay. I'm so mad at you in this moment.
You're the one who turned it dirty. So what's the situation with the morning invasion
he's
t-shirts?
he's so mad about this right now.
Well,
oh Heidi. So for those that I want to back us up, first of all, we are getting Morning Invasion t-shirts, and we're very excited about this. But early in the morning, Dex was very, very mad. We got about 9 different styles, ideas. Mm. I thought by far the Heather Grayish-looking one was the coolest-looking one. Mm-hmm. And we all voted, and Dex, being the chubby kid, hates gray clothing.
Why do you got to go chubby, man?
Because that's why you sweat so much.
That's not why I sweat. I've always been a sweaty person, even when I was anorexic when I was in high school. Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, a little too much information right there.
It got really dark.
But
well, it's the morning invasion, TMI. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that should be our slogan.
Okay, so yeah, last week you show us these different types of t-shirts that we could get, different colors, different styles.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the one thing I said?
Don't get Heather Gray.
Yeah, that's it. Because I can't wear those shirts because the pits, I sweat and people can see the sweat stains. And I said... You can go with any of the other ones. There's this sweet blue one.
That is a great color.
And a white one. Mm-hmm. And a black one. Mm-hmm. And then there's this gray one that I said, don't go gray. And what did you get?
Well, I made an executive decision
uh-huh.
because You're not my boss.
Oh.
Yes! Okay. Oh, my gosh!
All right. I see where this is going.
And I chose the Heather Gray one.
Yes, oh. You did!
I'm sporting right. Gray this morning. How are my pits doing a couple hours
all right.
in? I guess they're a little... Oh, no, but... Look, guys,
I got a pit.
You can leave now. That's all I need.
Don't leave.
No,
don't leave.
Go ahead. You can leave.
What?
Did we? Did are you rocking the purple and the gold? Is there a gold? Did you get the gold?
There's no gold.
Get out.
Well,
are you kidding me?
Sorry, wrong mic.
Why?
Hold on.
Turn her mic back on. I need to talk to her because she ruined the color scheme too. Why are you?
Why not go? But I need to know. I need to know. Okay. Wow.
She is so toast.
She is a sensitive female. You can't just
She's a
kick
sensitive
her out of this
female.
Studio.
She's a sensitive female. Did you really just say that about Heidi?
Obviously.
It's on right now. It is on. Her life.
Yeah, what up, Dom?
Is going to be.
No, look at mine. What? Look, bud.
Yeah, you don't have a sweat problem like me, dork.
No, look at my. Look at. I swear
yeah,
I have a circle.
That's like a tiny little dot. That's it.
Mine, do you just constantly ride roller coasters and stick your arms in the air? Like, what? Why? Who
I don't
cares?
Know, bro. But no, it not only it's in the pit, when you're a sweaty person, it actually, Philip here, Philip, just feel around.
No,
there.
Dude.
Give me your hand and put it in there. It is just soaked right now. It is soaked.
Man, you just ruined this bite of granola bar.
Now I can't wear a shirt. Isn't that a little messed up?
Mm-mm.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm.
You don't want to have my back on this?
I can't.
Cool.
The Heather Gray was by far the coolest, and the Starmie needed a cool shirt.
Yeah, well, obviously, some of the Starmie has the same issue that I do. So I don't know why you would pick the gray. It's kind of selfish.
It's the best looking one, guys. And all it's right. The softest. It's Let's cool. be real. It was like the best material,
That's
too.
Cool.
I don't like cheap shirts, you know? Mm. How often do you go to a concert and you're like, I'm going to rep this band. I really want to support them. So I'm going to buy a t-shirt at their show.
I feel like you just called for the good cheap shirts.
No,
I
mean, dude. That's what I'm saying is this was like the nicest material.
No. No, it's not. It's not at all.
Wearing black makes you sweat more.
No.
The black one wasn't as cool.
Well.
You're going to get over it.
I see where Heidi stands with my needs, my wants.
Starmie should be happy.
My desires.
Yeah.
And it's fine. It's right. fine. She'll get hers.
Can we move on, baby girl?
I'm fine.
You're going to be okay.
You know what? She'll get hers.
Okay.
She'll get hers. Back to you.
I want to talk about something. Can you play my baseball music?
Nope. You didn't have my back.
Okay.
You get nothing from me.
Okay.
How's it feel?
I mean, it's cool.
It's not going to be cool when you get nothing from me.
Mm.
So, whatever. It's cool.
Over the weekend, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, Albert Pujols, solidified his place in the Hall of Fame by jacking his 600th home run. It's a big deal. Why is that a big deal? Because only 8 human beings in the history of Major League Baseball have ever accomplished that feat.
Hey, that's cool, y'all.
In fact, he's the 4th fastest to do it behind, like, I think it was Hank Aaron,
What?
The Babe. Yeah, I didn't even want to say his name.
Thought you stroked out for a
I
second.
Did for a second because I don't want to say that dude's name. However, imagine this. You're at a baseball game in the corner, and all of a sudden you hear the crack of the bat, and it comes screaming at you.
Mm.
The crowd went crazy because obviously this is a historic, historic home run. And imagine being the fan that catches number 600. Well, he hit it in the hometown crowd. So Scott Steffel, a 23-year-old lifelong Los Angeles Angels fan, caught the ball in his glove and did something that not many people were expecting him to do. Quote, sticking my glove out and I felt it right into it. Next thing you know, I'm on the ground, people all over me, and my brother and dad pulling people off and standing up, and I had the ball in my glove and I couldn't believe it.
Oh, good for you.
Not only was it historic in that it was his 600th, but it was in grand fashion because he crushed a grand slam off of Irvin Santana, who used to pitch for the Angels. Actually, I felt kind of bad. But he crushed this historic home run in the 4th inning of Saturday's game. We got to see it. I was really, 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 really excited. So history in the making, but here's the crazy part. He gets escorted with a Secret Service size amount of security. Like, dude, you're holding history in your hand. Security all around him yelling him, and he catches this once in a lifetime moment. But what happened at the end of the game was probably the craziest of all of it. Steffel, this 23-year-old kid, decided to give the ball to Albert Pujols for free.
Wow.
He didn't keep it. He wasn't going to try and sell it. He didn't ask anything of the Angels. He literally just gave the ball to Albert Pujols. Quote, "It's not my ball. It's his. He deserves it. He's one of the greatest baseball players of all time." End quote. How crazy is that? Because, you know, back in the day, like Barry Bonds, all these people, they were going for these historic markers. And those balls sold for tens of hundreds, possibly of thousands of dollars because it's this historic baseball. He literally just gave it to him and didn't want anything in return.
Wow.
Because he had nothing to do with it.
What an idiot.
Okay.
That's all I can think about right now.
Really?
Yeah. What an idiot.
You would have tried to sell it?
Yeah. Yeah. I caught that ball fair and square. That's the way it works.
He took a picture with Pujols and he got a hug. That's what he got.
Wow.
Like, he got a hug from number five, one of the greatest baseball players on the planet.
Yeah, because that's something you're just going to hold on to the rest of your life. You got a hug. Cool.
What do you think he should have done?
He probably got a hug, and he was like, hey, thanks, man.
I mean, you got to believe that Pujols, he's a really great dude, by the way. He's been a part of Focus on the Family for years and just stand-up guy. I think he's going to do something for the kid. Come on. You know he's got to do something for the kid or the organization.
See, but that's the thing. You should never expect that, of course.
Dude,
because when it doesn't happen, you're going to be so disappointed.
That's why it's a great moment, because he wasn't expecting anything. People are chiming in. Somebody said, we can all learn from this. It's not about having an opportunity to extort money from people. It's not all about us.
What's fair is fair, man. And I caught the ball. All right? He hit the ball. I caught the ball.
Yeah, because on the flip side, somebody said, not extorting money if you set a fair market price on it and let him buy it if he wants it.
There you go. That's what you do.
Yeah. Until he put that in the hand of Albert Pujols, that ball actually belonged to him. Mm-hmm. But there is a lesson here to be learned from kindness. I don't know, man. Starmy, I got to know, man. I got to know. You would try and sell the ball?
Here's the thing. I get the... Okay, you're Jesus juke in this situation.
I'm not trying to Jesus juke the situation. I'm a crazy angel. I took Chrissy to the World Series for our honeymoon. Of all sports, baseball is my favorite. We just went over this. The Angels are my team. I love this team so much. If I happen to be in the stands and I caught that baseball, I don't know how I would feel if I tried to sell that or do something.
Okay, let's
personal
say you didn't
gain.
Even let's say you don't even sell it because you're such a big baseball fan. You could have that ball in your house. You could look at it every day in its nice glass case, and you would just cherish that baseball. You had that, knowing that it's worth possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I did absolutely nothing to deserve
it,
though. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Exactly, you caught the ball.
But that's something historic for Albert Pujols. This is like, dude, you accomplished this.
Okay, how about this?
600 home runs.
How about this? Let's say you find treasure out in the middle of nowhere.
No, this is a much different situation.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is, because what am I going to say? Oh, it's not mine. The pirate from 400 years ago who buried it here. It's his. I'm going to find his heir.
No, but my whole point is that you... What
would
saying,
keep the gold, man.
No, yeah, exactly. You would. And no, you would, what you're saying is it should go to a museum, because I want people
to Indiana Jones. It belongs in a museum.
Exactly. That's what you're saying with this whole baseball thing.
It belongs
it
in Albert
belong
Pujols' hands.
To me.
It's his
it
baseball.
To him.
He accomplished it. He's 600 home runs. Only 8 other human beings in the history of that sport have ever accomplish that.
Then he can buy it. He's worth millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, I just threw up in my mouth a little.
Are you kidding me? Okay, $100,000 is like $100 bill to him. You're telling me he won't even miss that money?
So maybe he'll do something for the kid. Maybe he will, because it was an incredible moment. But I love this story, especially considering all of the stories that come in on the wire are usually just horrible humanity stories.
How about the kid sells it for a ton of money and gives part of it to a great organization, a charity?
No.
No?
No. No, dude, it wasn't his.
That just seems really ridiculous.
Liveline's chiming in.
It's a baseball.
One says he totally did the right thing.
It's a baseball.
On the flip side, somebody else thought, I would totally sell it.
Of course you would.
I mean, you'd have the right. It's yours.
It's yours.
It is your, you could do whatever you want with it.
It's yours.
Somebody else said, catching the ball and the story the kid has of being there to witness it and to be the one who caught it is enough for him. You go, dude. Way to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Man!
Well.
My mom's chiming in on Facebook Live, which is kind of weird. Hi, Mom.
That's my mom.
Yeah, it is. And she said, right on, Steve-O. Don't call me Steve-O, Mom.
I raised you so well, Steven.
Mom, don't call me that.
I guarantee you, I know Steve-O. He would not give it back.
I would.
Actually, you know what? I take it back.
I really would.
I think you
if
would.
He's one of my favorite baseball players.
I'd be so mad at you, too.
Probably.
I'd be so mad at you.
Because there's the difference. You're not a baseball fan, obviously. Somebody said that. Joseph isn't a baseball fan, obviously. What that young man did brought tears to my eyes.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm a basketball fan, and if I caught the basketball, I wouldn't give it back. I would run.
If you caught the basketball?
I would run.
What's the significance of the basketball?
I don't know. Maybe it was
LeBron breaking the point.
Exactly.
How would you get that basketball?
I don't know.
Oh, then somebody accidentally like kicking it into the stands, in which case that's not your property, man. This kid caught the baseball fair.
I'd run out of the arena as fast as I could if I grabbed that basketball.
The same person who says they would sell it says, whatever he does better be about $100,000 worth of a gift, because seriously. Somebody else said, okay, Steve-O, here's the deal. What if it was a player from a different team and you caught it?
Ooh, yeah. Steve-O? Need to hear.
No, you're right.
Need to hear it.
I'm a hypocrite.
Yep.
Thank you for calling me out. I'm a hypocrite. I would sell it.
See?
I don't care about you. No, that's not true.
What?
You know what I mean? If it was like, because you're talking about some of the greatest players of all time. So chances are it would be somebody like, say, a Ken Griffey Jr. He never played for the Angels. In fact, he played for the Seattle Mariners, a rival, like in the 90s. Are you kidding? No. Oh. But I always loved and respected that player because he's a phenomenal baseball player. I think I probably would because it's not yours, man. He accomplished this incredible feat, and that kid just handed it to him.
See, that's what I'm not understanding.
That's so refreshing
to see. But I'm not understanding you saying, it's not yours, man. It is yours. The rules say it's yours.
No, it is. But you didn't do anything. You were in the right place at the right time. And I know on the flip side, people go, yeah, dude,
take it back. No,
you were put in that place.
You did do something. You're the reason why he makes so much money. You're the reason why baseball is still alive. If it wasn't for the fans, he wouldn't have a job. He wouldn't be making millions of dollars. So you can't make that statement.
Yeah.
Why not? You know what? It should be that, what's the guy's name again? Pujols?
Albert Pujols.
He should give it to him and be like, listen, it's because of you that I get to do what I do. I'm giving you this ball.
No.
Heck yeah, man.
No.
It's a baseball.
Somebody said, nope, keeping it. Tell the millionaire to call me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else just...
Yeah. Has... How much is he worth?
Oh, I don't know.
100 million?
See, I agree with this. This is hard. Here's your 600th home run ball, sir. Aw, thanks, kid. Well, see you later.
Exactly. I think you know that's exactly how it went down. Hey, thanks, kid. Here's a hug. Oh. All right, check you later. Yeah, this... Yeah, no, you don't give up the baseball. That was a dumb move.
Somebody else said, technically, it's not even Pujols's. It belongs to Major League Baseball. He just happened to hit the ball.
Exactly.
So what is... What, I don't know.
It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous that you guys really think that the kid did the right thing.
He did!
No, he didn't.
Oh, gosh, it frustrates me, man. Oh, man. It really does. It frustrates me. It's a stupid game of baseball. These guys make millions and millions and gazillions of dollars.
This is exactly why I didn't even tell you that I got tickets to go see the Brewers and the Diamondbacks on Saturday when we're in Phoenix.
They make millions off of endorsements. They make hundreds of millions of dollars. And the fact that you really think that, oh, I wouldn't want to have this guy buy it from me because I make minimum wage and work at Wendy's.
Wow, you just totally like profiled that dude.
Well, I'm just saying.
Why? Because he's like 22 years old?
I'm just saying. His life could be a little bit easier, a little bit happier.
Okay.
You know? He caught the ball.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I wonder what his dad, because he was with his dad and his brother.
Oh, I wonder what they said. That kid. That kid probably doesn't have a family anymore.
Okay.
They're not proud of him. That's not a proud moment.
He goes to Cal State Fullerton.
I'd be so mad at my son if he did something like that.
Okay.
I would.
No, all three of them were up in the press box being interviewed. The dad, the brother, and him. They're all sporting Angels gear, all three of them. Huge fans. He got to present it to Albert Pujols after the game.
Ugh.
He's a graphic designer at Cal State Fullerton. Lifelong Angels fan.
Boo!
Okay. Where's the love, man? Where's the love?
There is no love, man. There's no love from those professional athletes. Where's the love?
Somebody chimed in and said, I got 99 problems, and I'm sure that ball could have solved about 40 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably more than that.
Because
we're talking, I mean, did his 500th home run, did that go for... I mean,
I don't know.
Did you, cause I mean, 600, it's a big deal because that's the record, right? I mean,
he becomes one of nine total people that have ever hit 600 home runs. It is
a feat.
Especially considering when you look at the list, unless you're Babe Ruth or Hank Aaron, a few of those guys on said list, A-Rod, Barry Bonds, like those dudes were juicing.
Well, think about even if he held on to that ball. I don't know, 20, 30 years from now, the worth could be millions. What does a Babe Ruth go for?
Like just a baseball?
Well, a very significant baseball from Babe Ruth. Maybe it's his, I don't know, how many home runs did Babe Ruth have in his career? Wow, you call yourself a baseball fan.
Okay. Babe Ruth? Hold on.
He's like the Michael Jordan of baseball,
You're asking me seven things at the same time. And I'm trying to find a value of this baseball.
Just saying, man.
When A-Rod hit his 600th career home run ball, it was returned to him. Okay.
Really?
On the flip side, when Albert hit 500, the fan that caught it ended up selling it. So, yeah.
By the way, Babe Ruth had 714 home runs. Wow.
Yeah. That's right, because when Hank Aaron hit 715.
Sold in the swing, man.
Yeah. So think about this. The estimate of, say, the 500 or the 600 home run ball for A-Rod, right?
Okay.
This was back in 2012. This ball was estimated to be about $100,000
to
$150,000.
Wow. Yeah. Say that again. How much?
$100,000 to $150,000.
Oh, my gosh. That's not life-changing money. That's crazy, man.
So what's crazy is when A-Rod hit his 600th home run, according to a columnist in New York, he was a 23-year-old making chump change. He was, wow. He was seriously like a security guard out at Yankee Stadium. He retrieved the ball. Yeah. The 500th home run ball that was A-Rod's 500th home run ball sold for a little over $100,000.
Jeez.
But the 600 home run homer club is much more exclusive, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're saying it'd be about $150,000. That was a few years ago, and that was A-Rod who was juicing. This is Albert Pujols, who is respected in the game.
Hmm.
So, yeah, maybe, maybe $150,000, $200,000 that ball is worth.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
That's I can live comfortable for a while. Money. That's I can put a nice down payment on a home.
Yeah.
Money.
Oh, dude, in Albuquerque, I can buy a home money.
A sweet sports car.
Money. Gosh, you just wasted it on stupid things.
I know. I did.
You just wasted $100,000 like instantaneously.
Dude, I was looking up Babe Ruth stuff.
Yeah.
There was a Babe Ruth bat that sold for $1.3 million in a 2004 auction.
Right. So you could always do that and hang on to it for a couple decades, pass it down to your kids.
Right? No, you never pass it down to your kids.
So that they could sell it, make all the money in the world.
No, they'll go on Pawn Stars. And
so you would have kept the ball and sold it?
I honestly would have. I would have kept the ball and I would have auctioned it off
okay.
to the highest bidder. Because I'm not a baseball fan.
Right.
And I would want the money.
If I were at an Angels game with you and you caught the ball.
Oh, man. That'd be the greatest day of my life.
Probably.
I would be.
You got the biggest grin just now.
I'd be throwing it in your face so much. I'd be like, Steve-O, check out my ball.
Oh, man. I would not be stoked.
I'm going to sell my ball.
Considering the fact that you probably wouldn't have even wanted to go to the game and I bought your ticket.
Uh-huh.
So I'd be like, dude, I bought that ticket.
Yeah.
It's like the friend who buys the lottery ticket and the friend wins $1 billion.
So you try to weasel your way in to justify that it's your ball. But, oh, I'm doing the right thing by giving the ball back to Pujols because he's so great.
I think it's pretty cool.
It was him that deserves the ball because he earned that 600th home run.
He did, man!
Even though I spent $400 on a ticket and I bought all of these Pujols jerseys. That cost me $75.
Johnny and Ventana Ranch said, I'm a baseball fan all the way. I would have kept the ball and added it to my personal collection and maybe sold it after a few years.
Aww.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine, like, where would you keep that in your house?
Yeah, I would.
You know what I mean?
Would you really keep that
in your home?
I put it in a safety deposit box in the bank.
Right.
Or I'd bury it somewhere out in the desert where nobody knew except me. That's what I would do. There's no way.
Gosh.
Crazy. I couldn't sleep at night. There's no way.
Well, a lot
Steve-O
of people
would
are,
sneak in and steal
a lot of
it.
People are with you. A lot of people are with you. And then there are those that say, this kid's going to go far in life with a fantastic attitude.
No,
like
he's
that.
Not. He's not going to go far at all. He missed out on a lot of money.
Because somebody else just said, you know, I give props to the guy for doing it, but he just gave away $100,000 to $200,000 mm-hmm. to a person who makes $200 million. He signed a $200 million contract with the Angels. If that was me, someone would be paying for it. I don't know if that makes me a bad person or not, but I'm not giving away $100,000 to a multimillionaire
that's
athlete.
That's like this guy going, hey, kid, I'll buy that ball from you for $1 million. And that's like a dollar to him. Like, that's like him pulling out a dollar bill and saying, here you go. Can I have the ball now? That's so ridiculous, guys. Yeah, he did the right thing. I'm leaving.
Wow.
I'm out.
You are so mad.
I'm out.
Somebody said, people always feel the need to be rewarded today. It's so sad to see how people become. Scott, you're an awesome kid. Great attitude. You did the right thing.
Nope.
Do you feel good about how that just went?
We're done. Podcast will be up in a little bit. We had a big show today. Yeah. We didn't get to our letter. We'll do it tomorrow. No worries.
We also didn't get to nerd talk because somebody said, hey, man, the last time you spent way too much time talking about sports, we at least got some nerd talk. Where are we at?
Sorry, guys.
Out of time.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.